Cerise and 12, Lord Da Vinci, 4, 11 and 12. And race 8, take out 10, Mojave, 13, Maysoon and 15, Black Revolver, 10, 13 and 15. For those that haven't got it in the last, the rider for 16, Impulsive Spirit, is Sam Clipperton, S. Clipperton. That's the information there. Now, Newcastle, they've got a fine day coming up. It's a soft 6 with the rail at 5 metres for the program today. And the scratchings... let's look at these for Newcastle. Please don't tell me that it's gone into slow-mo again. It has. So race 1 is clear. Race 2 is clear. Race 3, here we go. The scratchings for Newcastle start in race 6. So the first 5 races at Newcastle are clear. Race 6, take out 6, Bid Blooper and 9, Charge of Light, 6 and 9. Race 7, number 10, Dizzy Diver, number 10. And race 8, 6, Not a Hint and 14, Ice Chiller, 6 and 14. A soft 6 for Newcastle at this stage, the rail at 5 metres. Now, the other New South Wales programs, they race at Nowra today and also at Wagga. Nowra, it's fine at a soft 7, a soft 7 for Nowra. Race 1 is clear. Why does this system always happen at 5 to 8? Race 2 at Nowra, take out 1, Ganar, race 2, number 1. Race 3 is clear. Race 4 is clear. Race 5 at Nowra is clear. Race 6, take out the emergency, number 15. And that is it for Nowra on a soft 7. Our other New South Wales meeting is at Wagga in the Murrumbidgee Turf Club. It's fine and a good 4. Fine, a good 4 for Wagga. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 8. And the emergencies, 14, 15 and 16. Race 3, the 4 emergencies are out, 13 through 16. That's also the case in race 4, take out 13 through 16. Race 5 at Wagga, take out the 2 emergencies, 13 and 14. And race 6, take out 5 and the emergencies, 14, 15 and 16. Moonee Valley in Melbourne, a fine day there. Track is a soft 5. The rail is in the true. Race 1, take out 2, El Greco and 10, Street Pride, 2 and 10. Race 2, number 13, Night Spun, number 13. The 3rd, number 6, Juneo and 11, Yours, Mine, Ours, 6 and 11. Race 4, 3, Lannister and 10, Noella's Choice, 3 and 10. Race 5, 1 Handsome Tycoon, 4 Hunting Hill, 5 Megaro, 6 Eruption, 7 Pink Perfection, 12 A Private Party, 1, 4, 5, 6, 7 and 12. Moonee Valley Race 6, number 1 Saint or Sinner and 6 Thunderbird, 1, 1 and 6. Race 7, 8 Kingdom of Dreams, 9 Worth a Ransom and 10 Devonshire Duke, 8, 9 and 10. Race 8, number 10, Swadelic, number 10. And race 9, 4 Tennessee Lad, 10 Bellsron, 12 Brotherly Secret, and 18 Sir Mask. 4, 10, 12, and 18. That's the information for Moonee Valley. For Doomben, it's 27 degrees expected there. Fine and a good 4. Penetrometer 4.82. Race 1, take out 4 Press Statement and 10 Band of Spice, 4 and 10. The second clear, race 3, number 10 Zoomania and 11 Great Esteem, 10 and 11. The fourth, number 5 Index Linked, number 5. Races 5 and 6 are clear. Race 7, 1 Bohemian Lily and the emergencies 18, 19, 20 and 21. And race 8, 6 Crooked Blaze, 14 Tina Molina and 15 Golden Falls, 6, 14 and 15. Information for Doomben. And finally, Morfordville in Adelaide, it's overcast and a soft 5. Penetrometer is 5.5 and these are interim. Race 1, 3 Devonshire Duke, number 3. Race 2, number 7 Captain Timo, number 7. The third clear, race 4, number 1 Exalted Moment, number 1. Race 5, number 2, Down the Hatch, number 2. Race 6, 4, Your Mine Ours, 9, Magisa, 11, Epona Rebel, 12, Frank Havens, 14, Shabam, 15, Rashia, 16, Dark Fantasy, and the emergency number 18. 4, 9, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, and 18. Race 7, 4 Last Day, number 4. Morfordville Race 8, 11 Handsome Tycoon, number 11. And Race 9, 4 Tipperary Lil, 5 Hill Spy, 6 Get Pronto, 12 A Little Treasure, and 13 Aldishi. 4, 5, 6, 12 and 13. Interim scratchings for Morfordville on a soft 5. It's 4 after 8.
Sky Sports Radio is your one-stop shop when preparing for a day's punting.
From Racing HQ with tips and scratchings to crucial interviews from trainers and jockeys, our commitment is simple. Supply you with winners.
National Racing Service gives you the complete picture, full of colour and excitement.
Right here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Gay Waterhouse is now dynamic. Together we'll be offering high quality yearlings. We introduce our first filly by Not a Single Doubt from Cloudy Gate. Here's Gay.
Not a Single Doubt probably being the forgotten stallion of the sale, but Dean Watton's team certainly have. They've uncovered a jewel. I liked her enormously. Speedy, racy type. And if you're looking for a golden slipper, Magic Millions filly, you couldn't go past her.
Join our dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe, no money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one weekly repayment, interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. Come on, you deserve it for the rest of 2015. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. Go to their webpage, capitaldebtsolutions.com.au, or give them a call, 1-300-107-155.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by Tab's Cash Out, which now allows you to eject early on your multi. Find out more at tab.com.au or on your mobile.
It's 7 past 8, time to start looking at Rose Hill Gardens. Ron Duffacy is at Radio TAB in Brisbane, and Mark Van Gestel is joining us from the Stewards Department as well. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. There's a bit of high cloud around, but it should be a reasonably good day.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, hopefully the cloud burns off, Andrew, and we get a fine sunny day.
Yeah, you're at the footy, we've just learned. Glenn, your mic's on. Just be careful.
Right,
okay. Come on, Duff. You can turn them on and off, can't you?
He looks as though he's piloting an aeroplane here at the moment. I don't know about anything else.
I've never seen so many knobs and things.
He's just about to give the early totes for Wanganui, Ellerslie, Young, Nower and Warracknabeel.
But I knew Munsey had put his foot in it straight away. It could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have been. He could have said something a lot worse. Now, Mark, I'm terribly sorry for those guys to jump in from Brisbane. Take us through some horses here, mate.
Yeah, no worries, Andrew. Out of the third event, Very Delicious. It was a little unlucky at Randwick, 23rd of May. Finished third behind Tria Jesse, but it was disappointed for a run at the 200-metre mark and then directed back to the inside to obtain clear running and didn't get out to the 100. It found the line strongly. It should have finished closer. The only others worth mentioning, probably in race 5, Andrew, Emma Vardio, Rose Hill on the 9th of May. It was held up making the home turn. And the 400 metres, it was steadied when disappointed for a run. It also had some excuses. Out of that race, also Mighty Lucky at Scone. Form shows it finished 6 of 15, beaten 6 lengths at Art Lee, but it was slow to begin. And then for a fair distance in the early part of the straight, it raced in restricted room and didn't probably get clear running until inside the 200 metre mark. Out of race number 8 then, Andrew, probably the only other horse worth mentioning is Aussie Love Sport. Jim Cassie said in that very heavy track at Hawkesbury on the 2nd of May, never handled the going, beaten well down the track, but obviously had some excuses there. And Andrew, if I could just mention in race 6, I heard Joe Pride on earlier indicated that Mr. Manhattan, the intention today from that inside gate is to ride the horse with some cover.
Okay, yeah, that's an important one. Is that the only one at this stage you've got?
That's anyone at this stage, Andrew.
Okay. As I said before, Munsey rudely interrupted. We've got some high cloud around Sydney, but the track, let's hope that dew can get away and we've got a pretty good surface to deal with.
Yeah, let's hope so. It's certainly got a good cushion of grass, and sometimes that impedes the ability of the track to dry out, but let's hope we get a bit of sunshine and we can get on an upgrade some stage throughout the day.
Yeah, for sure. Can I just clarify just one with the Sam Kavanagh situation, Mark? I know you've been looking after this and his horses he can't nominate. Is there any date for that hearing to take place at this stage?
Look, Andrew, we're looking at a date early in June. Tentatively, I think we're looking around the Tuesday, the 9th of June, but that's yet to be confirmed. We've got several people that are required to attend, but that's a tentative date, and we should be in a position early next week to confirm that.
Okay, we'll wait for that. Good luck today, Mark.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks a lot. Mark Van Gestel there from the Stewards Department. We're joined now by not Mike Fraser. He's got a few weeks off, but Paul Joyce is joining us. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everybody. Beautiful day here at Rose Hill, Andrew, and soft seven. Looking forward to finding plenty of winners on this card today.
And we've already heard him, but he's very high in modulation too. Ron, if you can just bring his mic level down a little bit. Do you know how to do that?
No, I don't, but it really goes off.
Yeah.
You'll be right. Morning to Glenn Munsey.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. And if I hope Mark enjoyed himself Wednesday night, because it's an unwritten law when you come in the box of the football, if they lose, you never get invited again. So thanks very much, Mark, for coming out there Wednesday night.
You look a bit dusty this morning. Have you been
you've turned
morning?
Yourself down, Ron.
Yeah, Andrew, don't get him to do too many things. Remember, he's not at home and Cheryl's not within earshot, right?
He's left you perfect. And he's gone very low, so right now. All right, so these guys, by the way, Ron and Glenn are at Radio TAB in Brisbane, and we thank them for allowing the guys to go in. Let's start looking at this program. Paul's going to look after the pace. Ron will join in with that. And Glenn's got the market for race one.
Yeah, and it's the Tab Place Multiplate, the first at Rosehill Gardens, bang on the stroke of midday. And a press statement is the toppy and the favourite. Scratch from Brisbane to run here at $2.10 on a Chris Waller-a-thon. So Willie, second pick, $2.60. My colleague at $9, Shards, $4.80. Precarious came out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents the place. Over the air at 51. First precinct out, no deduction. And Dizzy Diva, or Diver, what you want to say it is, $26 chance. Best supported runner is the toppy press statement. As I said, scratch from Brisbane to run here.
Look, no pressure at all here. Only the six runners. My colleague, obviously the leader, with press statement probably handy. And that's about it, Ron. So definitely no pressure in the two-year-old race out the 1350 here.
No, I wouldn't think so. My colleague does look to get complete control here. And, maybe you'll just keep in touch there, Jimmy, on the favourite. Geez, a lot of stable confidence about this horse. It's just come from nowhere, obviously. He won impressively and looked a real good type at his debut, but let's face it, he was a $21 chance. He wasn't really well fancied prior to the race, but I'll cop the tip. Looking at the replay a few more times, he does look a horse with quality. He's been held back for this. Obviously, they got plans. Well, they're hoping he shapes up for next week for the JJ Atkins, and expected to go close today. His stablemate's a big danger, but I would have preferred to see more speed up front. If there was a bit of pressure on up front here, I'd be tipping So Willie. There was a good run last week. This distance is ideal now, and he's had a solid grounding for this. Of the others, Four Shards, good run at his debut. That's formed franked with Coy's winning last week. And best of the rest is the horse getting control here, number three, My Colleague, who's up and running third up. 1, 2, 4, 3.
Yeah, same numbers, just a different order for me. I've gone 1, 4, 2, and 3. Look, Ronnie's covered off the reasons I like press statement. It really is stable confidence, Ron, isn't it? And using your own sort of eyes on that debut win at Canterbury, because it's a big step coming up to this grade, and then it's obviously an even huger step going next week into the JJ Atkins, where he is headed. But he needs to come out and beat this field and beat them well. So I think you'd have to just take the short odds here and hope that he comes out and does that. Number four, Shards. Look, I think he'll improve off that debut run at Canterbury. He made up good ground after being held up, turning for home. Bring a Secret went okay up in Brisbane last week, and Coy's has, of course, come out and won. So there's a bit of depth to that form. Number two, So Willie, 7 day back up, no pace up front. They're the two things against him. sorry, bet two things against him. And then obviously number three, my colleague, gets that very easy lead. 1, 4, 2, and 3 for me. I'll be taking the shorts here on at number one.
Righto. Darren Flindell likes So Willie number two, the stable mate, to beat 1, 4, and 3. Darren Flindell calling all the action. 2, 1, 4, and 3 in the first at midday. Race two is over the 1,900-metre staying trip here, Glenn.
Yes, and it is the Highland Race Colours here. Carry On Singing is a $13 chance. White Dove at $4.40. Royal Adventure, favourite, $2.60. Miss Vaughn at $2.90. Zasparella came out on Thursday, 3 cents to win nothing the place. Mostly Matisse at 51, Bubbles and Boats at 10. Strace came out this morning, 2 cents to win nothing the place. Indaxi, good morning to all the Greek people there, at $14. And Imperial Ass, who's running in the Oaks up here in Brisbane, came out yesterday morning before Bohemian Lily. And the scratching deduction there, 28 cents to win and nothing the place. With Imperial Ass out, the best supported runner here is Miss Vaughn.
Speed-wise here, the pressure's actually come out of the race, Ron, but we've still got the two on-pace runners, White Dove and Royal Adventure. But the two that would have kept them honest, Zasparella and Strace, have come out. So that takes the pressure out of the race. So that may give those on-paces a slight edge, Ron, probably a Daxi sitting third trailing. But, yeah, the actual pressure that was involved early has definitely come out.
Couldn't agree more. I like Miss Fine, but I liked her more with the other horses in the race. Look, I'm still going to lean her way. The blinkers are going back on. She was much better second up. She presents well third up here. I'm anticipating this track is going to play off the fence. So I'm hoping whether that barrier one's ideal for her, I'm not so sure. We'll leave that to Collett. Danger's obviously Royal Adventure. She's an on-pacer in great form, and she's in the mix again. 7, Bubbles and Boats. I think she was in the wrong part of the track last time, and she's fitter for recent racing. And White Dove, back in distance, more suitable race for her. And also, blinkers back on gives us some hope. I'm 4, 3, 7 and 2.
Yeah, I'm going for Ruffy here. I've gone 9, 4, 1 and 3. I just think number 9, Andaxi's over the odds at $14. Wouldn't have usually thought she was up to winning a Saturday grade race. And she may not be, but I just think she's over the odds here. And when you get that sort of value, you've got to have a little go. Now, she carries 52 kilos with the claim for Winona Costa. She's an improving mare. She handles it wet. In fact, she loves it wet. And I just think she maps to get the lovely run here, probably third trailing those leaders. And with a light weight, she'll definitely run the 1,900 out. She's coming back from 2,400. So if she pinches a break on these, I'll just have a little question mark over how hard some of these actually will try in running her down. You know, there's a few convictions on some of these shorter ones. So I'll go number 9, Andaxi, at the good odds. To beat number 4, Miss Vaughn, I'm with you, Ron. I had her on top, and I just shuffled her back to second when that pressure came out of the race. But I did love that second up run at Randwick over the mile behind Campania, and the blinkers going back on is a huge plus for her. Other chances, number 1, Carry On Singing. She's not that well weighted here, but she just seems to fly under the radar all the time and run good races at big odds. She blew them away last start at a big price at Hawkesbury. And then I've got number 3, Royal Adventure, who's racing in terrific form, probably faces her toughest test this afternoon. 9, 4, 1 and 3, I'll be backing Andaxi at $14.
You like a bit of value, don't you, Paul?
Well, I think, you know, I've got to give myself a reason to keep getting called off the reserve bench, Andrew. So I'll try and find the odd roughy there just to keep my head in the game.
You'll be there. 9, 4, 1 and 3 for Paul in race 2. Darren Flindell likes Miss Vaughn for the Pride Racing Team. 4 to beat 2, 3 and 1. 4, 2, 3 and 1. Previewing Rose Hill on Sky Sports Radio. We're up to race 3 now, over the 1,400.
And it is the TAB Rewards, and remember, you can get your TAB Rewards card and earn points and cash those points in for different things available from tab.com.au. And this race here, Berry Delicious, is at $4.20. Allegria, favourite, $2.40, or Allegria, no matter what you want to call it. Like Xena is at $16. Lucy's Look at $21. She's a Lady, $8. Romantic Time, $21. Taltani at $51. Fill Me Up at $11. Modesty at $7.50. And Shelley's Girl at $18. Easily the best supported runner here is Allegria or Allegria. But a drifter, $2.30 out to $2.40. Best back to beat it is Berry Delicious.
Now, a little bit more pressure here than the first two races. We've got Taltani who likes to go forward, and Modesty drawn the outside will probably try and get across to the front. She's a lady, could also be handy there off a mid-draw, and like Zena, a chance to go forward. So slightly more pressure than the first two, Ron, but again, nothing too hectic up front.
No, probably not. I think she's a class above them here, this filly Allegria. I remember she won her maiden on the Kensington track at her debut. It was an amazing win. And then a little bit disappointing at a second start, although she still ran on behind Winetails. And then first up, she handled it beautifully. I thought it was a good win. Campania, who runs second, dominated, winning the next start. She's a progressive type. I think she'll be very hard to beat here. Two's on top. Very Delicious, Honest Mare, around the mark of late, and very fit on a backup. Five, She's a Lady. Look, I don't know if she beat much at Canterbury first up, but when you win up after such a long break, I'd suggest there's only upside with her. And I don't mind this Fill Me Up. I think she's underrated. She's up in class, but she was up in class last time at Scone and did a pretty good job. 2, 1, 5, and 8.
Yeah, I've gone 1, 2, 5, 9. I'm with 1, Very Delicious. I think the jockey changes a big play here. Winona Costa, we get that 2 kilos off, which brings her into 57. She arguably should have won 2 starts ago behind Kaepernick. They ended up in the stewards' room that day, but there was no way they could really promote her. At the end of the day, she just ran into bother and should have finished closer. That's just the way the race went. And then last time out on that heavy 10 track, again, she had her momentum stalled there halfway down the straight when she was just warming up. She had to change course a couple of times, and then she hit the line when the race was all over. So, look, she's probably a filly that doesn't do herself any favours with her racing pattern, but I just think a new jockey, Winona Costin, she's riding really well. She gets that 2 kilos off. I'm just hoping she gets a bit of luck today and we can see her let rip at number one, Very Delicious. But I can see number two, Allegri, is extremely hard to beat. She hasn't done anything wrong, really, Ron, as you pointed out. Probably that slight blip on the radar was her second start at Rose Hill, and she was spelled immediately after that. So she's obviously the one to beat, but she's very short. And then other chances here, I thought, number five, She's a Lady. Always tough coming out of a maiden into a Saturday race, which is what she's got to do today. And so does number nine, Modesty, who's only coming off a provincial maiden win, and here it is thrown into the deep end in a Saturday race. So I really think it's between the top two, the two class runners. I've gone 1, 2, 5, and 9.
I'm gonna jump on the Winona bandwagon late. Any jockeys market up there?
For you, Ron, of course, anything that you request. I'm a pseudo Cheryl here this morning, so, you know, anything that Ron...
Did you bring
asks,
in I'll, coffee or...?
I'll be doing that during the ad break, Andrew.
Right.
Winona in the Jockeys Challenge is $9.50.
Wow.
Yep.
What's whose think? Favourite?
Jason Collett, favourite, $2.40. Jimmy Cassidy at $4. Timmy Clark, $4.60. Sam Clipperton, $8.50. Winona, $9.50. Danny Beasley, 11. Any other jockey, 21. And Josh Parr, 31.
I'll have another look at that. I think that's attractive. Anyway, we'll move on.
Righto. Darren Flindell likes 2, Allegria, to beat 1, 8 and 5. 2, 1, 8 and 5 for Darren in race 3. As we take a break, there's Glenn Munsey just going to get Ron a coffee at 22 after 8.
Sky Sports Radio has racing covered every day. And on Sunday, it starts with Racing Retro.
Racing Retro.
Get your complete wrap of the week's racing, including all the Brisbane Winter Carnival news and guests. Join host Matthew Browning. Hear from the winners with Brent Zarafa. And get the best reflection and analysis with Ron Duffercy and Richard Friedman.
It's what it's all about. Complete coverage on Racing Retro. Sunday mornings at 9 on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse proudly introduce a high-quality filly. Buy more than ready. Gay's trained his best from Vintage, a Group 2 winner of 6 races.
No one would know more than ready than Gay Waterhouse. This is a particularly feminine filly, but she's got great bones for both. She walks in a remarkably determined fashion. She's full of promise, and I like her enormously.
Join our dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
5 winners and a 300% return. Wow. Wonderfollow's best performing service last weekend delivered some amazing winners, including More Radiant at $9 and Thermogenic at $8.90. Plus, there were many more. don't take on the days, punting days, without there they are for just $10 for the week. Go to onetofollow.com.au and get the Punters Show's best tips. And as a bonus this week, you'll get a full set of tips for the Queensland Oaks race day from the One to Follow's Brisbane Bandit. Go to their webpage this morning. Check it out. onetofollow.com.au. It's where Australia's best tipsters tip.
With all the breaking news and everything you need to know for a successful day's punting on Sky Sports Radio, this is Racing HQ Saturday.
Don't forget, today we've got a Big Six jackpot of $200,000 there at Rose Hill. So it starts in the third race. So a Big Six jackpot there, $200,000 jackpot at Rose Hill. Is he back?
He's back.
Okay. Glenn, give us the market. Glenn Munsey from TAB for race four at Rose Hill.
Yes, race four was originally named the Erromine Handicap, but it has been renamed the Liam's Long Shot of the Day Handicap. They have put it on like hair oil. Since Chris announced Liam's long shot just before 8 o'clock this morning. We're talking about Dan Chai. $2,453 has been invested on Dan Chai for the win, and $1,929 the place.
Since Chris was on.
All in $5 notes, too.
We'll get to the market of Dan Chai a little bit later. But Fade On Here, the toppy, for the fourth race is an $8 chance. Ecuador's at $3.40. And makes it favourite. Slow Pace at 13, Fraser's 21. Intimate Moment at $6. Dan Chai is a $12 chance, only was turned in from 13. Darcy Magic at $4.60, Raining at 9, and Pateros as a $9 chance. The best supported runner before today was Ecuador. Today, though, it is all about Dan Chai.
Looks a little bit of speed here. We've got Fraser's the likely leader, Ecuador and Fade On potentially leaders as well, and Payaderos, if it jumps better than it did last week, will probably go forward. So there's four on pace runners, Ron. So should be a little bit more pressure than we've seen earlier in the day at come race four.
Yeah, look, I was a little up in the air with that. I thought it was the gay controlling here with one and two. Maybe Ecuador or Fade On, you know, sitting outside each other, but I don't know whether there's much other speed there. Fraser's, from an inside draw back in distance, has worried me. And Pedeiros, maybe. I just had maybe, gay control for me. Seven on top, Darcy's Magic. He's really going well, this horse. He was far from disgrace back on his dry track at Scone in that Scone Cup. Look, he appears in career best form. He handles it wet, he handles it dry. He's won up to 1,900 metres, and I think he can continue on and race well. I think he's Danger's Intimate Moment. She's been around the mark all preparation. I know she meets Darcy's Magic 5 kilos better for their last meeting two starts ago and all this, but I'm not one to put all my eggs in that basket. All I can see is Darcy's a winner. 7 from 5, 2 Ecuador. He was good first up, then found the 2,000 metres against him last time. He's 1 for 1 at this track and distance and can bounce back. And best of the rest is number 8, Raining, who did enough first up and can do a similar thing here today. I'm 7, 5, 2 and 8.
Yeah, I found this one of the trickiest races of the day, Ron. I ended up going with Liam's long shot, actually. I'm 6, 1, 4 and 2. I thought Dan Chai was the value runner here at $12, or was 13, but now 12. Rory Hutchings gets a kilo and a half off. He's second up off a spell. He's drawn barrier one. He'll just get a lovely smother in behind them. He's got a little bit of depth to his form. He hasn't really hit his peak for a while. That's the query with him. But I like the way he trialled coming into this preparation. And I just think he's a worthy gamble in a race where I couldn't dive into any of the shorties. So number 6 for me, Dan Chai at the big odds. Now, number 1, Fade On. You've got to forgive the Scone Cup run. It was disappointing there. But his win before that on a heavy track at Warwick Farm was extremely good when he controlled the tempo and basically beat a Saturday race, even though it was a midweek meeting. So I think he's the danger here. Number 4, Fraser's, always goes around at ridiculous odds. On his best form, he'd win this. He ran second in a Mannion Cup, only 4 starts ago. Admittedly, his form's dropped right off since then, but he's that kind of horse. He could bounce back today. And number two, Ecuador, well, going through the form, you know, he's probably the one you always come back to. He's had 14 starts. He's been to the Quinella 11 times. So he's got the consistency mark over the rest of these. But I'll go 6, 1, 4 and 2, having something small on Liam's long shot here, number 6, Dan Choi.
Righto. Well, Darren Flindell goes for another horse here, number 8, Reigning, to beat 7, 1 and 2. 8, 7, 1 and 2. I think it tells us just you've mixed all the numbers up, guys, that it is a tough race.
It's a wide race, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, second leg of the big six too, so that makes it very tricky.
And the last leg of the early quaddie, so you might be a field there. 2,722 by 2,081.
We're going to make him into, remember the old days, was it Uncle Dick?
Uncle Dick and Auntie Dora.
Used to come on.
Yeah, Uncle Dick used to come on and give his tips. Yeah, he was getting a com though in those days. So,
yeah, Liam won't be copping anything like that with me sitting here.
He'll be asking for a com, don't worry about that. Yeah.
Let's move to race number 5 now. This is over the 1400.
And it is the Octagonal Handicap. Don't know whether there's any Ockies here, but Rain Affair is at $9. Aeronautical at $8.50. Rugged Cross at $6. You'll Never, $4.40, makes it favourite at that price. Amavasio at $4.60. Eigelstein at $26. Diva Tyre at $8. Mighty Lucky at $13. And Skiptown is an $8 chance. Pretty good betting race, this. Best supported runner is Rugged Cross. He's been $6 all the way through from Wednesday afternoon. The best back to beat him is You'll Never, and then Diva Tyre, and Rain Affair, Aeronautical, Mighty Lucky. So a real good betting race, the fifth.
An easy one to map. Rain Affair's the leader, likes to go fairly quickly in front. Mighty Lucky to trail with Skiptown, Ron, and that's pretty much the first three. Rain Affair leads Mighty Lucky, Skiptown.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? There's no pressure. It's just a matter of how slow he can hold him back, Josh Parr, with the Rain Affair. Well, I'm not real comfortable with this race, just the way it, you know, maps and whatever. You know, when they sprint, some of these horses, you know, just their wheels start to spin when the races are run like Rain Affair. When he lets loose, they got to chase. So can just take them out of their comfort zone like he did last time when there was a few failures in that race. I'm on Winona's back here with the number 9, Skiptown. 52 kilos, just tagging, slipstreaming, a horse like Rain Affair. I think he'll run a cheeky race third up here at Rose Hill, where he does like this track. I've got him on top of Rain Affair. Look, he ran a cheeky race, went up in distance last time. There's just obviously no pressure here. He gets his soft track, and I know he hasn't won in a while, but he just profiles beautifully here. 3, Rugged Cross. Chris doesn't seem to... he seems to think this is his best distance. He's in terrific form. And best of the rest is You'll Never. Can't pop that form. Look, there's other chances. Amavasio, Devotier, probably too wet for Aeronautical. 9, 1, 3, 4.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ron. It's a really tricky race. I went 4, 7, 3, and 1. And look, I never thought I'd put You'll Never on top ever again in a Saturday race, but here he is. He actually knocked me off first up when I was on San Diego, and even though San Diego perhaps missed the boat a bit, at the end of the day, he beat him fair and square, so he's obviously come back in terrific order. Gets a similar field today on a very similar surface, in fact, an identical surface, and only has an extra 50 metres to get, so you'd have to think You'll Never run a big race, regardless of the fact that he is favourite at the moment. I've still got him on top. Number 7, Diva Tia. Maybe she's underrated, Ron. You know, no one found her in the Dark Jewel. She beat him. Fairly solid field up there, and she beat them dominantly, really. She put them away. That was off a 52-day break, so maybe Joe's really got the best out of her at the moment. She could come out and win a game without surprising. Number 3, Rugged Cross for 3rd. As Ron said, right distance now. Loves these soft tracks. Going really well. And then I've got number 1, Rain Affair, who, I've got to admit, Ron, I'm a bit with you. If he'd won a race in the last 12 months or 18 months even, you'd probably find him on top. But
yeah.
You just want to see him come out and win another race before you sort of dive into it. But he's an absolute must for your quaddies and big six. 4, 7, 3, and 1 for me in race 5.
Darren Flindell likes the 7, Diva Tier, to beat 5, 3, and 4. 7, 5, 3, and 4 in race number 5. 27 to 9, looking at Rose Hill. The next 2 months will be interesting. Ron and Paul and Glenn with the jockeys' premierships. James McDonald leads at the moment with 85.5. Hugh Bowman on 80 and Blake Shin on 78.5. We know James is going on a trip to the UK after the Stratty, is it Stratty or the last day? It might have been the Tats Tiara Day, but he's spending 5 or 6 weeks over there. And the country premiership, Greg Ryan's on 90 ahead of Robert Thompson on 84.5. So it'll give us plenty to watch, particularly the Sydney premiership, Ron.
Yeah, look, it's it'll come down to the wire, I'd suggest. And I think the Melbourne premiership's up for grabs as well.
Yeah, no, there's only... Williams, Craig Williams, 45, Dwayne Dunn, 44, and Damien Oliver, 43.
Wow.
So that'll be a...
Mums, you'll have a market up on that in no time.
Yeah. You've got a market. You've got markets open today on... I don't want to put the pressure on, but you've got markets on the Chris Wallace stable today, haven't you?
Yeah, the Wallerathon at Rose Hill, how many winners Chris will train, and I'll get to those... you know, we can go a bit easy today, Andrew. I don't have to get on the plane, and Michael's not telling us that he's very busy.
No.
you know, but Chris to train naught or one winner today at $3.50. Two or three winners is $1.50. Four or five winners is $7. Or six or more winners is $51. Or you could be very, very, exact. To come up with a duck egg today, Chris, out of all of his runners at Rose Hill, is a $21 chance. To train one or more winners is at $1.02. Two or more winners, $1.20. Three or more winners at $2. Four or more winners at $4. Five or more winners at $13. Six or more winners at $51. Seven or more winners at $151. And 300-1 to train the card today at Rose Hill and the Sydney Jockeys Premiership.
So those, just emphasising, those markets are simply on Sydney.
Rose Hill winners only.
Yep, okay.
For Chris Waller. But the Sydney Jockeys Premiership, Huey Bowman's $1.65, Blake Shin's at $2.30, Tommy Berry's at $15, and you can have any other jockey at $51.
No McDonald in the market?
No, we've taken James McDonald out, albeit he's in front.
What happens if he comes out and rides three trebles? And
but he's not riding at all in Sydney.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But if he say he gets a 12-win lead with a couple of months to go.
But he's not riding in Sydney.
He's not riding.
Doesn't matter. He might hold on.
Well, he's already said he's spending time in New Zealand, flying back to Brisbane to ride.
But what Ron's
going to England?
But what Ron is saying is
if he gets a lead and someone wants to back him to surely, and you can't say he's no hope. You can't say he's no hope. I've seen jockeys go, get suspended and not ride a winner for a couple of weeks. And
well, if he comes back to ride in Sydney, he'll go back in the market. But at this stage, he is not riding in Sydney to the end of the premiership.
Okay.
We'll wait and see. I'm glad I asked. It fired you guys up anyway. Paul.
Glad I got him that coffee. I shouldn't have put the scotch in.
let's look to race six now. This is over the 1,200 trip. We're down to a field of eight.
I wonder Cheryl sends him here every Friday. She has a Saturday off. Race 6 on the program is the tab.com.au sprint, so only three races sponsored by Tab today at Rose Hill. And a good project came out yesterday, 6 cents a win and nothing the place. Mojave came out yesterday, 3 cents a win and nothing the place. Bascule is at $4.80. Grundesite at $3.20. Crooked Blaze at $9.50. Kaepernick, the $2.80 favourite. Aerobar at 14, Savaro at 15, Avanarco came out this morning, 3 cents a win, nothing the place. Mr. Manhattan to be ridden with a sit at 13, and Cyclone is an $18 chance. Punters all over Kaepernick here. The best supported to beat it is actually Bascule, third pick Savaro. And hopefully Brent Zarafa doesn't sneeze on me again and I have to call him Grundesite.
Yeah, not that much pressure here if Mr. Manhattan's going to be ridden with a sit, because that leaves Aerobar basically coming across and taking up the running from Mr. Manhattan and Crooked Blaze. Grundesite not far off them. Bascule, the interesting one, ridden very quietly in a trial from Barrier 4. So I would say, Ron, with Mr. Manhattan ridden with a sit, that definitely takes any expected pressure pretty much out of the equation here.
Yeah, surprised me. Aerobar first up, as you said, probably just gliding across from that outside draw, and question marks on, how close Grundesite, who has gone forward in the past, Crooked Blaze and Bascule get. But an interesting tactical move there, but at least we know about it. Like this horse, Bascule. I wish I was in Sydney to run the eye over him there before I put my money on him. First up, only 98 days off and gelded. Liked his trial. There was no negative from Chris this morning. I'm just expecting a big run first up from him. He's beautifully placed here. Dangers. Five Crooked Blaze. He was well tried first up there at Scone, and I thought he did a good job. He's underrated, and Leon just was a little bit worried about his second up stats this morning. I'll take that on board. Six Kaepernick, strong win first up, progressive type of horse. Probably would have liked a bit more speed up front for him. And best of the rest is the four Grundizzard, who's didn't beat much, but did it with style there first up. All his three wins are at the tight turning Canterbury track, but look, we can't hold that against him. 3, 5, 6, and 4.
I've gone 3, 6, 11, and 4. I'm with you here, Ron. I'm really keen on Bascule, going off his trial mainly, obviously being gelded during his spell. And you know, you see trials like that behind horses like Brazen Bow, and you can just have some real confidence that this horse is going to run a big race here, which is exactly what you said. He's got great first-up stats. He's got group form in Victoria during the autumn. And to me, he just profiles get a lovely run just in behind them. So I'll be shocked if Bascule doesn't run a big race. And around about that, you know, 480 mark, I think he's worth a good bet. Kaepernick deserves to be favourite. He's really switched on since they've ridden him off pace. But he's drawn the outside today. He'll have to get back to last. Never easy to do at Rose Hill. So at those shorter odds, I could definitely find a reason to go around him. Number 11, Cyclone. Thought it was a rough chance here. Obviously big odds. Didn't mind its last trial and does perform very well fresh in the past, gets him with 52 kilos. And number 4, Grundizzard. A little bit with you, Ron, here. I just want to see him step out in Saturday grade to do it. He's obviously beaten up some midweek fields in the past, but he's got to come out and do it on a Saturday now. So I'll go 3, 6, 11 and 4. And having a pretty good bet, Ron, at number 3 at Bascule.
Righto, Darren Flindell likes Grundizzard number 4. 4 to beat 3, 6 and 10. 4, 3, 6 and 10. Now, you might have to do a bit of revision on the premiership market here because the Godolphin trainer's been in contact and has told me that James McDonald will ride in Sydney the last 2 weeks of July.
Mm. Okay, so if I would have backed any other jockey there at $51 and McDonald wins the premiership, I get paid. Is that right? You haven't got him quoted.
Well, he wasn't quoted. Well,
yeah, any other jockey is McDonald. So you're gonna, if I take any other jockey at $51, am I going to get paid if he wins the premiership?
I'll take that.
Oh, don't stop! Stop shaking! Stop shaking!
Anyway, he's what did I say?
Yeah, even Stephen Hewlett came in here and offered him a coffee. Could someone get him some?
Someone get me on 50 and any other jockey there at $51.
So at the moment, McDonald sits on 85.5.
He's not quoted in the market.
Bowman on 80 and Blake Shin 78.5. So he's now riding in Sydney the last 2 weeks of July, so it's going to be interesting to see.
And oh, market suspended.
Guess what? The market is now suspended.
Oh, turn it, eh?
James McDonald is $1.40.
Yeah.
Just before you clicked.
Me logging on, and he's doing all these things on his computer.
Oh, Paul, what are we doing here, Paul?
Oh, it's
at least you know, Ron, you've been handled by an expert.
Yeah. Who's the fastest on the laptop? Ronnie at $1.90.
I just hope someone's on at the
50s. Exactly.
Let me have a look here. What's happened today? I just noticed there's a horse in New Zealand today called My Allegria. Allegria. So it might be a chance that it's racing at 11:15 this morning at Ellerslie. So might take the double. My Allegria, Allegria into Allegria or Allegria, whatever you want to call it, at Rose Hill. So Sydney Jockeys Premiership today. Let's have a look at the investment. No investment today.
Oh,
we might have put him back in there.
Yeah, there was going to be very quickly. We'll take a break at 18:00.
Sky Sports Radio has racing covered every day, and on Sunday, it starts with Racing Retro.
Racing Retro.
Get your complete wrap of the week's racing, including all the Brisbane Winter Carnival news and guests. Join host Matthew Browning, hear from the winners with Brent Zarafa, and get the best reflection and analysis with Ron Duffacy and Richard Friedman.
What it's all about. Complete coverage on Racing Retro. Sunday mornings at 9 on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
The Budget Small Business, Harvey Norman. Three big winners. If you are a small business, then Harvey Norman is your destination. Up to $20,000 per item can be written off immediately. Carpets, electrical, computers, furniture, bedding. This really is a bonanza for small business. And when you spend, the whole of the economy benefits. Win, win, win at Harvey Norman, Harvey Norman, Harvey Norman. Tax rules apply.
An enormous jackpot has landed. Today, there's a $200,000 Big Six jackpot at Rosehill Gardens. That's right, a $200,000 Big Six jackpot. First leg is race 3 at 110. Plus, tonight, there's a $20,000 quaddie jackpot at Wentworth Park. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Australian Turf Club Racing and the Queensland Oaks from Doomben on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Ron Duffacy and Paul Joyce are looking at Rose Hill today. Glenn Munsey with Ron up in Brisbane. And guys, we're up to race 7 here at 3:45.
Now, Andrew, are we taking this race at 1?
No, we're not. No, okay. Just keep going. Yep.
Okay, righto. Race 7 at Rose Hill is the Schweppes handicap. And Gosh here is a $31 chance. Great Esteem at $5.50. Luna Rise at $9.50. Mademoiselle came out this morning at 9 cents the win and 10 cents. The place. Georgie Aeroplane 23, Hollywood Bound 6.50, Campanology 16, Role Model the favourite at $3.20, Mr. 111 at $4.20, Vergara at 10, All Cerise came out this morning, 3 cents a win and 3 cents the place, and Lord Da Vinci came out on Wednesday, 3 cents a win and 4 cents the place. Now, of those left with the three scratchings, best supported runner dollar wise is Great Esteem in front of Lunar Rise, then Vergara and fourth pick Hollywood Bound.
Speedwise, our Role Model leads, Great Esteem, Vergara, Hollywood Bound trailing, Ron, but again, the scratchings have taken any real pressure out of this race.
Yeah, agree with the map. Pretty keen here on Great Esteem. I'm putting a bit of faith in this going cup form today. Hopefully that turns out okay. Both runs back have been okay. He was 4-for-4 for Team Snowden last preparation. Beautifully graded with the claim here, handles it wet and dry. Ticks a lot of boxes here today, Great Esteem, and Pete was happy. I was happy to listen to his comments about him this morning. Dangers, terrific run first up, Mr. 111, just staying at the same track and distance is a little worry. Maybe that sprinting edge is off him, but a big chance if he reproduces. Role Model, improved run last time, drops 5 kilos, has to be in the mix, and best of the rest is Vergara, who can improve here today. I'm two with a little bit of confidence from 9, 8 and 10.
I'm with you, Ron. I'm all over the two here, Great Esteem. I'm 2, 3, 9 and 8. I think he's the best bet of the day, and I think he's a great price.
Mm.
He's third up off a spell. Now, for his first up run, it was a forgive run on a heavy 10. They called the races off after that first race, but it was still a solid effort. Then obviously he's running the Scone Cup. Ron hasn't missed that. He was wide early, did plenty of work to get in. He was still fighting it out with 100 to go, only beaten 2 lengths behind the likes of Tales of Grim, Crespignol and San Diego. That's superior form coming into this race. And he gets in a kilo above the limit with the claim for Winona Costin. So, and he's trained by Peter and Paul Snowden, let's not forget that. You know, probably one of the most winning strike rate training combinations in Sydney. So I can't see how it won't run a big race, and I'll be surprised if it gets beat. So I'm very keen on number 2, Great Esteem. I've got Lunar Rise in for the Quinella. I think he'll add a bit of value if you want to play that way. His second up run was a huge improvement behind You'll Never. If he comes on from that run, which he need to do, I think he could definitely fill the Quinella role here. Mr. 111, I'm a bit with you, Ron. That first up run was slashing. Just want to see him do that again. Drawn inside today, so we'll have to work a bit to get that clear run, whereas last time he just sort of sat out the back and kept wide. He's a big horse, he needs a bit of room, and I think he probably needs a bit further. And the 8 Role Model gets a soft lead. She gets every possible hope today, but she's had a funny sort of preparation, and I just hope she gets run down by Great Esteem. I've gone 2, 3, 9 and 8.
Darren Flindell likes Mr. 111 for John Sargent, number 9, to be 2, 6 and 7. 9, 2, 6 and 7. And Ron, just recapping your numbers there, if I can, in race 7.
My numbers are 2, 9, 8 and 10.
2, 9, 8 and 10. The last race here, Sam Clipperton goes on the bottom one, number 16, Impulsive Spirit.
Yes, it's the Ranvet here, over 1,200 at 25 past four, and Centre de Noche, the toppie here, is an $18 chance. Got the Goss at $5, and that makes him just favourite. Aussies Love Sport at 8, King Cobia at 21. Off the Rails at 10, Ernest, one of Ronnie's favourites, at 13. Sense and Reason at $8.50, Two Blue at 13. Rock Along at 81. Mojave is out, no deduction. Turbulent Jet at 8. Holy Delusions at 16. Maysoon out. I'll check the deduction in a moment for it. Moral Victory at 18. Black Revolver out. And Impulsive Spirit is a $6 chance. The best supported runner dollar wise here in the last is Got the Goss in front of Off the Rails, then Turbulent Jet, and then Ernest.
We've finally got a bit of speed here and pressure in the last race. Moral Victory will kick up off the inside. Centre de Noche will probably get across and lead. King Cobia will come across as well. Then we've got Aussies Love Sport and Two Blue keeping the pressure on Ron. So if you like a backmarker, you'll probably finally get your chance.
Yeah, well, he loves to lead on the rail, doesn't he? Centre de Noche, that's his go. That's his life, really. He's a dominator. And I had, obviously, Two Blue going forward as well. And, as you said, a few others. A competitive race to finish the day. This is be a good betting race, this. I'm leaning to Turbulent Jet, number 11. I thought he did a good job running on well first up, behind Alberto Magic, who's won since. It's like, as long as if Alberto beat the pack that day, like, he beat Turbulent Jet, then the pack was a couple of lengths behind him. That's what I liked about it. And second up stats are good. Gets the claim for Winona and last look at them. 11 on top to beat 16. Who I'm expecting a dramatic improvement from today, Impulsive Spirit. He's at a month fresh and scratched from the wet last week. He was brilliant first up, and Forgive last time on that absolute quagmire at Hawkesbury. Can bounce back. Two Got the Goss. He's at a month freshen up. He's an impressive Canberra horse with a fat record. He landed big bets winning the Wagga Town Plate. He beat Loved Up, and Loved Up's franked that form, winning the Guineas at Scone, so it all intertwines there. Gets the claim for Brodie Loy. Best of the rest, and another big improver today is Aussies Love Sport. Hopefully this track's drying out for him for a little bit coming the last. His first up run behind Dublin Lust was good, and then he obviously didn't handle the wet last time. Third up here, much fitter. Good race, 11-16-2-3.
Yeah, it is a good race, Ron. Great race to close out a quaddie and a big six today with that jackpot of 200,000. I'll go 8-2-11-5, number 8 on top, Two Blue, at the $13. I think she's an each-way bet here. She's got great form on soft tracks. She's had 6 tries on soft tracks for 3 wins and 2 placings. So she loves it wet. She's first up off a spell. She's had 2 trials at provincial tracks, Wyong and Gosford. And she's looked super in both of them. She's just shown speed. She's been hard-held. She's gone to the line with plenty up the sleeve. And I just think she may have come back a bit better this time in. And if she has, off that good draw that she's got today with that speed coming across, she should get all the favours in the run. And I think with Paul King aboard, you know, he's a jockey that doesn't come to town too often. And I think punters have let this price slip out to what is really good value now at the $13. Number 2, Got the Goss. Huge chance. 10 starts for 7 wins. I love horses that just keep winning. And his win in the Wagga Town Plate was huge. He was wide. He was with no cover. He wasn't entitled to get them, and he did. So he's a very good horse. Number 11 for third, Turbulent Jet, the horse Ron likes. I agree, Ron. He flashed home there first up behind Alberto Magic, and that form's been franked. And he did gap the rest of the field, so he's obviously a huge chance on his home course. And then for fourth, I've got number 5, Off the Rails, who first up last prep surprised everyone scoring at Randwick, and it was a really good first up win. And then he went on with it, that preparation. So I think Bjorn Baker is really getting the best out of this 4-year-old. So I'll go 8-2-11-5. So I agree, Ron, it's a race with plenty of chances, very competitive. So I'll go for a bit of value in the last.
Darren Flindell likes 2 Got the Goss to beat 11-7-16. 2-11-7-16. Did we give that deduction?
No, the
Maysoon for Maysoon.
Mojave 0. Right. Maysoon yesterday came out 12-11, and Black Revolver this morning 4-5.
Okay, and Sam Clipperton on the bottom one there. Paul, what's your best?
Well, first of all, I'll take Glenn's special, $7 for Chris Waller to train 4 or 5 winners. I think it's a big chance to get 4 winners, so I'll take the $7 there, Andrew.
Okay.
But my 2 best bets apart from that, Race 6, number 3, Bascule, and race 7, number 2, Great Esteem. They're my two best today. And I think Winona Cost and Ron, I think Munsey's shortened that up too since we've been on air.
Oh, that'd be right.
I've got a riding
right.
Three winners. You've got a riding one in a few places, so... I think
she's now $6.50
$9.50 there.
She's not. She's $6.50.
$9.50 to $6.50 while we've been on air.
Yeah, $547.
1 minute he wants to bet me 50-1 McDonald to win the premiership. And takes now, takes that off the air. I was going to make that my best value of the day. $9.50 Winona. And look, it's one way traffic, Andrew.
Yeah, oh, mate. Give us half a chance, Munz.
Yeah,
come on.
Butter.
I told you, mate. At least you know you've been handled by an expert. You know? You're getting handled by someone. You know.
Won't be the first time anyway.
No. Well. All right, so Paul Joyce,
well,
race...
Twist those Chris Waller winners too that yeah. Yeah, give it in there.
So Paul Joyce is race 6, number 3, and race 7, number 2. We'll catch you later in the morning for Tab Talk. Thanks a lot, Paul.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys. Good luck.
Paul Joyce there. Now, Ron, which way are you going with the markets at this stage?
Look, Allegri is the best of the day, race 3, number 2, and I agree with Paul. The two value runners of the day are definitely best. Well, not value, but I think they're bettable prices. Bascule, yeah. Race 6, and definitely Great Esteem in race 7. I like both of them as well.
Okay, so pretty keen on the day there. Now, you're in Brisbane, of course, for Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. What are you tipping in the Oaks?
I'm tipping Winx with my arm twisted up my back and I'm sort of left there, but I'm not convinced. I just want to see how the day unfolds, but I'll be tipping her at this stage until the yard, put it that way.
Does it become a different race with Bohemian Lily not there now?
Completely.
Because everyone knew Bohemian Lily was going to press on from that wide alley and carve across to the fence and run along.
We've been doing a form all week just with the speed on and running along and little variables like that. This is a whole new ball game now. You'll see. I'm not saying they won't run along here. A lot of changes of tactics here.
They reckon No Tricks is the one that's going to take it up.
Do they? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, she led. That's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
Because she led at a first start here in Australia, and then she was back last the other day and didn't even go. So, no.
I think Better Barrier probably sees it go forward.
I wouldn't be surprised if Peter Moody reads the play from Barrier 1 and gives Imperial Lass a dig in the ribs today.
Well, Colin Leal's been up there in the two at the Ballet Suite.
She loves the box seat.
The Bohemian Lily race the other day.
Ballet Suite's going to go forward now, we hear this morning.
Yeah.
So, who knows? It's an intriguing little race.
Ben Curry, the trainer of Colin Leal, told us just before 7 they'd prefer to take the sit, not lead in an Oaks today.
Yeah.
Have you got a good thing there?
I thought there was a couple at value. Well, I want to be on Peggy Jean in the last, but I want to see something come from behind earlier in the day. So I'm sort of betting each way there. And I think the value of the day, Clary's Filly mare, Farewell. I wanted to spec her at Scone at 50-1 in that Hortensia. If I was going to spec her there, I'm going to spec her here. So, race 6.
Race 6, number 9.
That's it.
Right. Yeah,
Peggy Jean's $4.80 in the last race now, and Farewell is $13.
Okay.
13 in race 6. All right, mate, we'll see you on the tally and hear it on Sky Sports Radio through the afternoon, and then, of course, on Racing Retro tomorrow. You head back, relax down for an hour, and then put the makeup on.
Thanks, Andrew.
That'll take an hour.
Thank you, Ron. Ron Duffacy there. Glenn Munsey's going to stick around. We'll get to Moonee Valley in Melbourne. And don't forget today at Rose Hill, we've got that $200,000 Big Six jackpot. This is Sky Sports Radio at 4 to 9.
Racing HQ, your premier racing program, continues to break all the racing news as it happens.
It's just come through a freak of nature. The Bohemian Lily is out of the Oaks.
Differently. We'll change the pace of the race.
Racing HQ, back on Tuesday morning at 9, right here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio starts your race day with Racing HQ, a jam-packed racing news program, followed at 10 by Tab Talk. Then the barrier swam open with the National Racing Service. It's a complete day of live racing and entertainment on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
The budget small business, Harvey Norman. Three big winners. If you are a small business, then Harvey Norman is your destination. Up to $20,000 per item can be written off immediately. Carpets, electrical, computers, furniture, bedding. This really is a bonanza for small business. And when you spend, the whole of the economy benefits. Win, win, win at Harvey Norman, Harvey Norman, Harvey Norman. Tax rules apply.
Go!
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Good morning. Well, it's continuing to build for you now on the M5 citybound through the tunnel towards the Mar Street exit. Those delays continuing on to Mar Street heading towards the International Terminal. No issues for the M2 heading citybound from North Rocks or Pennant Hills Road, and the Harbour Bridge looking great both ways. Dick Smith, the small business specialist, get 15% off HP computers over $500. Hurry and soon in-store and online at Dick Smith. T's and C's apply. I'm Erin Ramsey. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Good on you, Erin. Five winners and a 300% return. That's one to follow's best performing service last weekend delivered. It's delivered some amazing winners like More Radiant at $9, Thermogenic at $8.90, plus there was many more. Don't take on the day's punting without... There they are for just $10 for the week. Go to onetofollow.com.au and get the Punters Show's best tips. And as a bonus this week, you'll get the full set of tips for the Queensland Oaks meeting today from the One to Follow Brisbane Bandit. Go to their webpage this morning. Check it out, onetofollow.com.au. It's where Australia's best tipsters tip.
There's even more to play for with Trackside, with a chance to win a mega $350,000. We'll give a Trackside winner the chance to win up to $350,000 on one race each week for 5 weeks. And it could be you. Jump on tattrackside.com.au to find out more.
T's and C's apply. Permit number LTPS-15-01744. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by Tab's Cash Out, which now allows you to eject early on your multi. Find out more at tab.com.au or on your mobile.
Coming up to 9 o'clock, let's just have a quick look at the other meetings today. Nowra and Lynn Locke is joining us from the track. Morning to you, Lynn.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. How's the weather and the track for your meeting today?
Well, the weather's fine and the track looks fantastic. We did have a heavy dew last night and the track rating was a soft 7, but it looks fantastic. The boys have done a great job after the Nowra Cup meeting to get it back in order for this race meeting, so we're really looking forward to a good day.
Okay, so soft 7, weather fine, your first of 6 races at 12:41 on the tab, and James Tate will join us just prior to 10 o'clock. We hope to get a winner or two for the program. Good luck to you, Lynn.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Look forward to it for sure. 12:41 the first, 6 races at Nowra. And we've got racing also on the tab for the Murrumbidgee Turf Club at Wagga. Scott Sandbrook is joining us there. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. How's your weather and track for Wagga today?
Yeah, it's a beautiful morning. It's a bit brisk early, but it's starting to warm up. Track's in perfect order. We've got a good fall. Only had a mill of rain during the week. I think we had 10 mils during last week, so it's been absolutely perfect.
Sounds ideal. So you've come up as a good 4, and that sun will get up. It's obviously up now and start getting that dew away, and that track should be in pretty good order.
Yeah, that's right. It'll only improve, if anything, Andrew. The sun will, we should get to about 16 or 17 degrees, and it might be a chance of going to a good 3 a bit later on, but it's perfect. We're really looking forward to a great day. Karajong Race Day, we get over 3,000 people here for our charity race day.
Yep, the Karajong Waratah Cup's the feature race there today, race 5. The first of 6 races at 1:06. Good luck to you, Scott.
Thanks for that, Andrew.
Scott Sandbrook joining us there. Just a little bit of racing news for you. Avoid Lightning was going to Brisbane next week to run in the Dane Ripper. We're hearing now that the horse won't be. She'll be staying to run in the June Stakes at Randwick, and Josh Parr will take the ride. So at this stage, Avoid Lightning staying in Sydney to run in the June Stakes. 9:02. This is Sky Sports Radio. Time now to look at Melbourne racing at Moonee Valley. And let's give you the latest information. A fine day in Melbourne. Moonee Valley this morning is rated a soft 5 with a penetrometer of 4.89. It's the first meeting for a good couple of months. They've kept it in that soft 5 region. We'll wait and see what happens through the day. The scratchings, race 1, take out 2 and 10. Race 2, the scratching is 13. Race 3, 6 and 11. Race 4, the scratchings are 3 and 10. Race 5, 1, 4, 5, 6, 7 and 12 are out. 1, 4, 5, 6, 7 and 12. Race 6, 1 and 6. Race 7, Moonee Valley. The scratchings are 8, 9 and 10. Race 8, number 10. And race 9, 4, 10, 12 and 18. And it's another, we've been discussing it this morning, the Jockeys Premierships with 2 months to go. Dean Lester, there's certainly a battle on for the Melbourne Jockeys Premiership.
Well, there is, Andrew. It'll be a matter of who stays home over the next few weeks too, I suppose. Yeah. But, yeah, there's, what, 3 major players. It should be very interesting.
Yeah, Williams 45, Dunn 44 and Oliver on 43. How's the Valley look, Dean?
Very tough, Andrew. Yeah, it looks a really difficult program. So hopefully we can find the right races to bet on.
Righto. And Mark Hutter, you've obviously done all the form. Do you go along with Dean?
Absolutely, Andrew. It's you can see a lot of the ratings races, and it's a tough program for sure.
Yeah, all right. Glenn Munsey's with us from Radio TAB in Brisbane to give us the markets from TAB. Glenn, the first comes up here at 12:15.
Yes, and we've got Al Kashif here is a $9 chance. El Greco is out. The Outlaw, Josie Wales, he's a $21 chance. King Leica at $2.70 and favourite. Net Wealth, $8. Old Trieste at 10, Prestwick at 8, Battle of Troy at 3, Iron Boss at 15, and Street Pride is out. The best supported runner here is King Like in front of Net Wealth.
Dean, how do you see the opener?
Yeah, I think the form that is the best form line is the Bassett race at Caulfield a couple of weeks ago where we saw King Like run second and Battle of Troy run third. King Like was very green on that occasion and was a terrific run. I think as long as he's derived a bit of benefit from that experience, I think he can hold off or he can beat Battle of Troy. Saying that Battle of Troy will be better for that run. He gets blinkers first time. Dwayne Dunn's probably done a lot of work on this horse in the past. He's aboard. I think he's the main danger. Then 1, El Kashif, and 7, Prestwick, the 2 Echuca Maiden winners. But trusting that Caulfield form line here and going with 4 and 8. 4, 8, 1, 7.
Yeah, I see the race exactly the same, Andrew. I think the Caulfield form is the best form, and then we get to the horses out of the maiden grade up the bush. I'll go with Dean, number 4, King Like. I just think it was a better run than Battle of Troy. The blinkers go on Battle of Troy. They both should derive benefit, but on what you saw at Caulfield, I think you have to go with number 4, King Like, to beat number 8, Battle of Troy. Sat 1-1, loomed up, just couldn't go on at Caulfield, should be fitter for that run and got the blinkers. Then out to number 7, Prestwick, I thought won well up the bush, will be strong, and 5, Net Wealth, will spear across. If not lead, probably park outside the leader, and that's not a bad place here at the Valley. 4, 8, 7, and 5.
You mentioned there Bassett's. It's arriving in Brisbane this weekend for Peter Moody, and they'll decide on Tuesday morning whether they run in the JJ Atkins at a mile or something else. It's the favourite in a very much wide open Atkins at this stage, Glenn.
Yes, that's right, Andrew. And yeah. we'll see. We've got press statement running today as well.
Yeah.
So we'll know a little bit more about the JJ Atkins after today. But yeah. Be handy to hear what Peter is going to do with Bassett, considering it is the favourite.
Yeah. Well, it's a couple of the favourites have dropped away, so it'll be interesting to see. He went all right at Caulfield, Dean, didn't he, Bassett?
He didn't go like a mile, though, exactly, Andrew.
No,
interesting thing, he led over, 1,100 metres, so he'd be jumping straight to the mile, reverse way, coming off a leading run at 1,100. It's an unusual tactic, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll wait and see what Pete does. Race number 2 here, Glenn, for the 3-year-old fillies.
Yes, and I'll go back to that now that we've finished with that discussing Bassett. And the second race here at the Valley, we've got Chicard as a $10 chance. Oak Park Goblet at $8.50. Tears of Joy is a $12 chance. She Can Shazam at $9. Love Heart Lass at $4.80 and makes it favourite in a wide betting race. Then we've got Sebring Warrior $9.50. Fitna $9.50. Comanichi as $8.50. Relaunch 15, Sistine Star 15, Bonafide 15, Hard Lil 12, Night Spun is out, East Africa a $15 chance. Not a bad betting race, this one of the better betting races of the day. The best supported runner is actually the bottom one, East Africa in front of Comanichi. Then She Can Shazam.
Yeah, I reckon the 14 was scratched somewhere during the week. Mark, which way do you go in the second?
Look, I was a little bit deflated, Andrew, by Mick Price's summary of Fitna. This race was originally a 1,400-metre race at Sandown, so he's a little bit wary of the fitness for a mile, but I thought the horse ran well first up on really wet ground. I think it's a much better horse on top of the ground, as we saw by that Wangaratta maiden win. It then went to Flemington before a spell, was given no hope at all there. I think it'll roll forward, get a nice spot, third, fourth or fifth somewhere. It'll look the winner. It's got the claim for Michael D. The fitness, the obvious query, but I think we're going to get a great sight for a long way. To beat number five, Love Heart Lass, who comes back from 2,000 metres. It'll be back. It'll be blending into the race at the right time. Should have the perfect Moonee Valley rail true pattern running on. 12, Hard Lil, only comes through a maiden win, not by a big margin, but the format of the race is terrific. It'll be strong at the trip. And fourth pick, number six, Sebring Warrior. Got a bad racing pattern, gets back, needs luck. But with the rail true here, today might be its day. 7 from 5, 12 and 6.
Yeah, I'm going slightly different here. I'm going with 4, She Can Shazam. I think big key here is that she finally draws a decent barrier. Her last two runs at Caulfield, she drew 9 of 12, two starts back, and last start she drew 10 of 11 and was ridden conservatively to run on and really had no winning chance. But you go back three runs at 1,400. When she drew 3, she was able to get through along the inside and all but win. I think she's got a good chance here at the odds. Number 4 from 5, Love Heart Lass. I think she's quite a good filly. Jumped from 14 to 2,000 on a 7-day backup as a last-ditch effort to try and get to the Queensland Oaks. Just ran quite well from a wide draw, wasn't really suited there. Back in distance, back to filly's grade. 1, Chicard gets a good run from the draw. The distance is a query, but she's a chance. And 3, Tears of Joy, who's coming through the same form line as Love Heart Lass. Just didn't race well last start, but better than that. And Dwayne Dunn swinging aboard is a bonus. 4, 5, 1 and 3.
Race number 3 at Moonee Valley. And by the way, Dean, this being the first meeting for, I think Marty said, 8 or 9 weeks,
yep.
Is there any feel like last year when we came off the break? Marty was a bit conservative in his own words about how the track would play today.
It's always a little bit of a query off a break, Andrew, but rail true with a bit of give and bit of resistance in the track, being a soft 5, I'm thinking that they'll be getting off the rail as the day wears on.
Okay, let's move to race 3 here. This is for the 3-year-olds. Glenn?
Yeah, the Thanks Belaginski handicap here, where Manhattan Avenue, a $3.20 favourite. Fast Approaching, $7.50. Secret Blend at $12. Turfane, $15. Active Valor at $9.50. Juanio is scratching. Volcanic Ash at $5. Billy V, $18. Recalculate, $7.50. 10 Goals at $21. Yours, Mine, Ours is out. Daru Sam at $15. Go Genio is an $11 chance. And Rock of Cassell is a $51 chance. Best supported runner here, and good money again for it this morning, for Volcanic Ash in front of Manhattan Avenue, and money for 10 Goals. I thought that was Hamish's handle, 10 Goals. Yeah,
Hamish
McLaughlin.
Hamish McLaughlin, oh, is
yeah,
that okay?
He was a 10-goal man.
Righto. Dean, which way for you in the third?
Andrew, I'm going with Manhattan Avenue. I'm going with Mick Price to win the race. I think Manhattan Avenue or Volcanic Ash will win the race. He's the best horse in the race, Manhattan Avenue. He looked as though just that one run had tightened him up at Caulfield. He didn't race that well around the home term, but he's done that before at Caulfield. And from barrier one here, I think if he can just get out at the right time, he'll be hard to beat. Volcanic Ash was very good. He might have been a bit flattered by the genuine wet ground at Cranbourne, but he won really well. 5 Active Valor for third. Liked his run last start when ridden a bit quieter and suggested he would run a trip like this. And 2 Fast Approaching. He's got a real challenge from the draw, but she's a really handy filly. But principally 1 and 7 for me, Andrew, the Mick Price runners. 1, 7, 5, 2.
Yeah, I'm with number 1, 2, Andrew, Manhattan Avenue. I thought first up was okay. I think that form's good. It sits behind the speed here. If the fence is a bit suspect, as we think, D. Oliver will have to work his way off. There's going to be a lot of traffic around him, so it's going to take a good ride to beat number 2, Fast Approaching. Been ridden forward to win its last 2. It's drawn wide. I'd love to see a quieter ride and let it use a sprint down the outside. I think it's got a good chance. 7, Volcanic Ash. Bolted in first up on the wet. You go back to its dry track win last campaign, was nowhere near as good, so maybe the wet track did flatter. And fourth pick, maybe number 8, Billy V. I think it will sit back, it'll blend into the race, it'll at least be strong at the trip and running on at good odds. 1 from 2, 7 and 8.
That's race three. Race four at Moonee Valley goes to the 1,500 metres again for this race.
Yeah, and just in case you're looking for something new in October, the Cox Plate is now on sale. Handicap this fourth race, where Pep and Hoax a $41 chance. Talat at 26. Lannister is out. Smashing Doubt, 7.50. Just Harley at 10. Gallant Spur, 51. King Way at 10. Northern Jet, 7.50. Karashan Girl at $3.50. And favourite. Noella's Choice is out. Oso Assertive, 4.60. Street Crier at 17. Molin Larvae at 26. And Sarawak is a $10 chance. Probably the quietest betting race of the day here. And, well, nothing gets to four figures at the moment. Mm. The best supported runner would be Smashing Doubt, but punters have avoided this race.
Sounds like it's one of the tough races here, Mark of the Day.
I can see why they've avoided it, Andrew. I've got no idea what to win this race. I'll put number 14, Sarawak, on top. Look, it was okay last start. I think it just gets in here with 53.5 after the claim, which really separates it from most of the field. The sting out's perfect. The way they're riding it now, again, it should have that good Moonee Valley pattern to beat number 8, Northern Jet. Time between runs is certainly a query. I think the horse is going well and suited here at the 1,500 metres. And number 9, Karashan Girl, will go forward, race near the front. I think 1,500's completely, it's out of limit. And fourth pick, number 4, Smashing Doubt, who was quite good first up. Hopeless second up on the wet ground, but much better suited here back on firmer surface. 14, 8, 9, 4 in a very tough race for me.
I'm going with 11 Oso Assertive here. I think the key to her is when she has these runs over the shorter trip, then a quick back up in distance. She's done it twice before in recent times and won well, and she's on the 10-day back up, jumping up in distance. It's as far as she wants, but outside the lead, getting a good run. I think Oso Assertive's got a great chance here, number 11, to beat 9, Karashan Girl. It's absolutely as far as she wants, but she'll be up there all the way making her own luck. Northern Jet, Callow got the best out of him last start, can be competitive again, and 12 Street Crier. Just thought he'd get a really cheap run through, might be a place chance, but I like 11, but if it doesn't win, then I think it's a total raffle. 11, 9, 8 and 12.
Righto, tough leg of the early quaddy by the sounds of it, race 4. Let's see if it gets any easier in race 5. Glenn, what's the market over the sprint trip?
Yeah, and I could just imagine you at home, Andrew, with the tool belt on. The measure twice, cut once handicap here, race 5. I can see you out there.
My two boys might, but definitely not me.
Yeah, out there on the Ponderosa where you reside out there and the high life that you lead. And we've got Handsome Tycoon, another one named after you, Andrew. Here's a scratching. Beauty Cash at 13. Glow Stick. Yeah, there's another. You'd be out wide with the glow sticks. A bit of pingers and everything.
Come on.
At $12. Scratch the next 4. Devil's Melody is a $16 chance. Down the Hatch at $4.40. The Bronx at $14. Truffle at $12. A Private Party is scratched. Delphinia is at $12. Pilly's Wish at $2.80. And Go to Orpen is at $12. And the bottom one, Jatello, an $8 chance. So, once again, punters have avoided this race. So, is it tough as well, boys?
Dean, which way do you go?
I'm going with 14, Pilly's Wish, who I thought resumes here. It was a late scratching on Wednesday. I think it was just a clerical error why that she was going here, and that's why she was the late scratching. She's got good Moonee Valley form, obviously. She's a winner here, defeating Strickandy some sort of 15, 16 months ago, and drops away pretty quickly this race. She just might be too good. If she's not, Down the Hatch is the main danger. She'll get a beautiful run today as opposed to Mornington last start. She's a winner here. I think she's a strong winning chance. 11 Truffle getting a cheap run through. She's also a winner here. Can run well fresh. And 16 Jatello found winning form last start. But with all the scratchings, this race has dropped away a fair bit. 14, 9, 11 and 16.
Yeah, totally agree, Andrew. I think number 14, Pilly's Wish, has to be the one to beat. She's, as Mick Price has said on radio, she's trained out of a country stable here, this one, or a bush stable. She's only had the one trial back, so she's probably going out underdone. She's the best horse in the race. If she's anywhere near right, she'll round them up and win. With Dean, number 9, Down the Hatch, looks to be pretty much the only danger. We'll go forward, race on the pace, get a lovely run, race as well around here. Then out to number 11, Truffle. Usually takes a run, it's going to be buried back inside, and fourth pick number 10, the Bronx, with the blinkers going back on, has been okay back from a spell. 14 clearly from 9, then 11 and 10.
We're with Mark Hunter and Dean Lester previewing Moonee Valley today on Sky Sports Radio at 18 after 9. Race 6 at Moonee Valley, here's the Schweppes. It's over the mile. Glenn?
Yeah, so we've got race 7 at Rose Hill is the Schweppes. That's at 3.45 and 20 minutes before it. Race 6 at Moonee Valley is the Schweppes as well. St. Orsina is out. Tristram Sun at 7.50. Lord Geranti at 15. Metaphorical Favourite, 3.20. Texton Hurley, 4.80. Thunderbird 1 is out. Digitalism at $4.80. London Stripe at 13. Cintalula at 17. Refulgent at 5. And Gerontius is 101 chance. Best supported runner here is Metaphorical in front of Digitalism, and then London Stripe.
Mark, which way in race 6?
I'll tip number 4, Metaphorical. I think it's a harder race than what the market indicates. The horse was unlucky in Adelaide last time. It's got 58.5 here from that wide gate. It should be able to roll forward, settle in the first 2 or 3. There doesn't look to be much pace on paper at all. It'll be a lovely run. It's come back from a spell in great form, and it does look the one to beat. To beat number 3, Lord Geranti. I think this horse is dead set, ready to fire. Suited by the jump to the mile, it looks to be the only leader in the race. Gauchy will dictate. It'll be very hard to pass at good odds. Third pick, number 7, Digitalism. Gets a great run from the draw for Michael D. Got the claim. And fourth, number 5, Texton Hurley, who's had 2 runs for the stable. Something was wrong first up, and then second up. Should have finished a lot closer. She's a terrific mare when she's right. She's ready to fire. 4 from 3, 7 and 5.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Digitalism, number 7. I think he's having a really good campaign. He's very effective around Moonee Valley, and I think John Sadler's really worked him out. A little bit of time between runs, and back to the valley here to beat 10 Refulgent. He never has much luck, but he's racing well. 4 Metaphorical, she's got a good chance. Stays at 1600. I just wonder if she'll still be sharp enough to get the job done at 1600. I think she's well enough found in the betting, and I've put Texton Hurley in, who's a very good mare at Moonee Valley at her best, and her last run showed that she might be starting to find something like that sort of form. But yeah, I'll be certainly putting Lord Geranti in the quaddy as well. 7, 10, 4 and 5.
7, 10, 4 and 5 for Dean in race number 6. Race 7 at Moonee Valley, it's over the 1500 metres, and of course these days regular 9 race cards on a Saturday in Melbourne. What about race 7?
Yeah, this race here, we get to the back end of the program now, and in the 7th, the toppy here is Charmed Harmony, as I keep turning this book over, and it is a $4.20 chance. Correggio at 31, Light Enough 41, Lucky I'm Barefoot 21, Clangor's Glory at 71, Miss Rose DeLargo $3.80, Venture On is 11, Scratch the Next 3, down to Coronation Chelan at $10, Jessie Bell Favourite $3.30, and Orion is a $6.50 chance. Punters concentrating on the bottom two here, Jessie Bell and Orion.
Dean, which way for you here in race 7?
With the punters, Andrew, 12 and 13 are the key players for me. Jessie Bell, I think, is ready to win. Her 2 runs have been good. Look, I think she's probably well enough found in the market now, but she's a good winning chance. Orion was good winning last start. He had the momentum at the right time, but it was a strong win, and he can race well. Just got the awkward draw to contend with. Charmed Harmony, I think beyond 1400 he gets a touch vulnerable, but he did run very well last start, and he'll be up there for a long way. And Miss Rose DeLargo was a good win first up. I just remember back when she had 2 runs here as a 3-year-old. Mark Zara both times said that she really struggled around the turns here. Maybe with time she's got better at it, but that would be my little query on her after that first up win. 12, 13, 1 and 6.
I've just switched the Quinella around here, Andrew. I think number 13, Orion's got a great hope. The way this race sets up, with only 52.5 after the claim, I think that Orion can drift back off midfield. Again, just looking for the valley pattern to be the run-on pattern. Speed looks okay up in front. As the leaders start to weaken, I think Orion's got a terrific chance of running them down and winning. To beat number 12, Jessie Bell, who just found the trip too short last time. Should get a lovely run here behind the speed, races well at the track. 1 Charmed Harmony will lead, give you a great sight, last bit the worry. And 11 Coronation Chelan wasn't given much hope first up, jumps up in trip, gets a beautiful run from the draw. 13, 12, 1 and 11.
That's race 7. Race 8, what's this? The Dr. Bombay, where are you? What's all this about, Dean?
Andrew, I think there's a few Bucks parties at Mooney Valley today. At, but Dr. Bombay, you'd remember, was on Bewitched, of course, and that they're in search of him about 40 years on.
Is Dr. there anything Bombay? That you don't know, Dean Lester? How would you know where Dr. Bombay was on Bewitched?
Come on.
Now, I can't remember Dr. Bombay. Which one was he?
He was the witch doctor. He was the man that solved all the problems.
Oh, yes. I know who you mean now.
With the sort of moustache, twirled moustache.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Geez, you've got a good memory. I know that. And, Glenn, you've got a market, please, for the Dr. Bombay.
Hopefully they're not posing that question about 4:45 and asking where Dr. Bombay is. But Secessio here at... $61. Verdant, owned by Mr. Ronald Duffy, owned by Mr. Ronald Duffy. I'll get his opinions on how it's going at $9. Black Jag, $21. Raunak, $15. Kareeming, $5.50. Lady Kumquat at $7.50. Second Bullet, favourite, $3.70. You Think So at $41. Kalani Kid, $4.60. Swackadelic is out. Golden Mane at $8. Use the Lot at $26. And Donatinator is a $13 chance. Best supported runner here easily is Kalani Kid in front of Second Bullets and, funnily enough, Verdant, but I don't know whether he's invested the part owner.
He probably was after you changed all the markets on him this morning.
He's
going
to chime in now.
Yeah.
Are you there, Ron?
I'm here. I've got to write down the Melbourne tips before I go.
No, he's that hungry. He won't pay a cab.
I'm waiting
himself.
To see if anyone's
he's waiting for me to take
here.
Him back and me pay for the cab.
He's not the most trustworthy conveyance around. You've got to time your run on him, but it's a right style of race for him, but I couldn't back him.
Oh, you're talking about Verdant. I thought you were talking about Munsey.
Oh, no.
He hasn't won for a while, Ron.
No, he hasn't, but he's going all right. I want to see him jump. He won't jump him.
Okay. Mm. Mark, what do you think here in race 8?
I don't think you'll have to wait long, Ronnie, to see him jump. It won't be far away. Look, I think this is the best value each way for the day, Andrew. Number 13, Denominator. I thought it would win at Mornington. It just got into a really awkward spot back in the fence. They walked up front. It had no chance whatsoever of winning that race. It only got wound up late and finished off well to run fourth. This is a race where most of the top picks... question marks at 2,500 metres. If they weaken at all, you can just see this horse weaving through the field at good double-figure odds, 52 kilos, and just charging to the line. To beat number 9, Kalani Kid, every possible chance at Flemington was never going to lose, has to run the 2,500 metres, but gets a great run here. Number 5, Kareeming's Flying, it has to run the 2,500 metres, just drawn a little awkwardly. And 7, Second Bullet, D. Oliver takes over. Got a great chance, but again, it has to run the 2,500 metres, which is unproven. I think 13's a terrific each-way bet from 9, 5 and 7.
I think this is the load-up leg of the quaddie. I'm going to go with 6, Lady Kumquat. She's got the query on her too to run 2,500, but she's going to get every chance here with Barrier 1 and D done. He just rides these races magnificently, and I'm giving her a good chance on that as much as anything. I think Denominator's got a great chance because there'll be more speed in this race with Black Jag and Used a Lot and a couple of others rolling forward. That'll really help his cause. He's going well, Denominator, but he's a run-on stayer, and he gets his chance to do that today. 9, Kalani Kid. It was a good win at Flemington. He was coming off a short break, second up for the new stable here. And 5, Kareeming. He's just a really genuine racehorse. He's got to run the trip, but he's going very well. But certainly Second Bullet, and I reckon even You Think So at 40-1's a little place chance here. 6, 13, 9 and 5.
Wide leg of the quaddie there, according to Dean. The last at Mooney Valley is race 9 at 5:15. Glenn?
Yeah, we've got Bishop's Castle here at 9, Morant 21, Marseille Roulette at $5, Tennessee Ladders out, Academy Jack at 9, Esprit Rossa 21, Society Man 15, Grand Emperor 6, Monkstone at $9, Belezron is out, Marwood at 8, Brotherly Secret is out, Spencer Street at 13, Shadow of the Mist at 18, Ekibuka at 51, Holy Heart at 31, Null Eye is at 14, and Sir Mask is a scratching. Once again, not an overly vigorous betting race. The best supported runner is Grand Emperor.
in front of Bishop's Castle.
All right, Dean, let's hope it's not the get out. Race 9.
Let's hope so, Andrew, because it's a tough race to be doing that. I'm suggesting that Darren Weir might win the race, whether it be with Grand Emperor or Academy Jack. I think they've both got good chances. I'm leaning Grand Emperor's way. I thought he ran well first up. He should get a good run midfield here. Academy Jack back to Moonee Valley. The stats don't show that he's that effective at Moonee Valley. He hasn't won there, and I think he's only got one placing, but he's always running much higher grade than this at Moonee Valley, and he's got the blinkers back on. Bishop's Castle looks the likely leader. He's trialled up okay, and Seven Society Man interests me a little bit. Second run for Daniel Bowman, did enough on a bias track at Geelong. Just think he might have been targeted at this race. 8-5-1-7.
Yeah, my top two picks have been scratched, and I've ended up with the same exactor as Dean. Number 5, Academy Jacker. As you said, the Moonee Valley record's not great, but you go back to that luckless run behind under the Louvre. I think the horse races really well here. Gets the blinkers on again, gets Sting out of the track. It's its chance to fire for the stable. To beat number 8, Grand Emperor, went okay at Warrnambool. I don't think it went as well as it can, but it went okay. It's got a good chance here with fitness improvement. 7, Society Man, wide, no luck at Geelong, can certainly improve. And 13, Spencer Street, came with a booming run at Warrnambool. There were a few held up which did flatter it, but it's going to be running on, and again, I'm looking for that inside to be off by now. 5, 8, 7, and 13.
Righto, there the boys' tips for the 9 races. Difficult day, as they've explained. Have you got something, Mark?
I'll go 2 number 13s each way as my bets for the day, Andrew. Race 7, number 13, Orion, and race 8, number 13, the Nonanator.
Race 7, number 13, and race 8, number 13 each way. Good on you, Mark. We'll hear you again on Tuesday.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hunter there. What about you, Dean?
Race 3, number 1, Manhattan Avenue, Andrew, and race 7, number 12, Jesse Bell. So I'm going head-to-head with Mark there.
Okay, Jesse Bell. So that's 3, 1, and 7, 12 for Dean. Anything in Brisbane?
Brisbane, Andrew.
Ron always likes to jot these down. I know that.
Is he still there?
He's still there.
No, I didn't. I didn't have anything in particular there, Andrew. Just trying to think. I'm interested in the last race. Durandel's going really well from Melbourne.
Yeah,
he's in good form. And Peggy Jean, first run for the new stable. I liked her trial recently, so I could back both of those in that race.
Okay. All right, mate, good luck. Hope it's a winning day in some sort of way.
Terrific. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester there. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, Andrew. And about to go here in the first at Ellerslie.
Yes, we've timed it perfectly. Enjoy your day. We'll hear you on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio through the afternoon.
Yeah, 11 o'clock kickoff today for Sky Thoroughbred Central live from Doomben. I think first up we've got the Rose Hill preview, and then we'll have the Doomben preview.
Yeah, plenty going on. Thank you, Duff.
You've got to turn the microphone back on.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, Duff. It's been good to see you hang around. I thought you were going okay, though, that you could have paid. Well, you could have paid for your own cab,
no,
surely.
No.
You're not going that bad.
What are they called? Cab vouchers.
Cab vouchers, yeah.
And he's also got a padlock on this Krispy Kreme donut box. I don't know about anything else.
So that's courtesy of Steve Hewlett.
Stevie Hewlett got those for you.
All right, boys. Enjoy your day.
See you, mate.
See ya. Glenn Munsey, Ron Duffacy, up in Brisbane. And they'll be at Doomben today with the first race there at 12.07. We'll look at Doomben straight after this first race of the day here on Sky Sports Radio. It's Ellerslie. It is heavy. It's a heavy 10, but it is fine. There is a delay. A horse has cast a plate. I talk of number 1, Airfield Road. We'll take a break and then we'll go to Ellerslie.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be part of the New South Wales racing industry.
It's Pasadena Girl drawing alongside Street Prepper, and Pasadena Girl, the favourite, too good.
Every Wednesday at 9:30 on Racing HQ, get the vital information for the feature midweek meeting. Tips, markets and interviews. All you need to back a winner in 30 minutes. Your special New South Wales Thoroughbred Preview. Wednesday mornings at 9:30 on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
5 winners and a 300% return. Wow. Wonderfellow's best performing service last weekend delivered some amazing winners, including More Radiant at $9, Thermogenic at $8.90 plus many more. Don't take on the day's punting without There They Are for just $10 for the week. Go to onetofollow.com.au and get the Punters Show's best tips. And as a bonus this week, you'll get a full set of Queensland Oaks Race Day tips for today from the One to Follow's Brisbane Bandit. Go to their webpage in the next little while. Check it out before you head to your tab or your races. onetofollow.com.au. It's where Australia's best tipsters tip.
Bloodstock.com.au is Australia's largest online racehorse trading website, allowing you to quickly and easily trade on your former favourites to help fund your next champion. Bloodstock.com.au helps sell horses across all categories, from tried horses and broodmares right through to weanlings, yearlings and even stallions. List your horse today for only $99 and receive inquiries straight away. Head to Bloodstock.com.au, the simple way to trade every day.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Good morning. Well, we do have a three-vehicle accident now for Valley Heights as you head east in the Great Western Highway at Peninsula Road. That is taking up the middle lane there. Also still looking a little slow there on the M5 as you head into the main tunnel towards the airport. That will ease up as the day progresses. And no delays for the M4 as you get onto Parramatta Road. Fly to Manila one way for as low as $200 aboard the Philippines' leading airline, Cebu Pacific. Check back luggage extra. Book now at CebuPacificAir.com. I'm Erin Ramsey. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Just underway in the first at Ellerslie.
First away was Airfield Road. Keeps away from the rail, but going up on the outside of it, Arjun Ashala at the 1,000 metres. A length and a half back in behind these next. One Cool Message up on the outside. Wainui Prince. Brett Eklund's back in fifth spot, followed by Pandolce. Two back to LEJ. And last of all, as they work down the side, is Vibrant Moss. Down by the 700 metres they go. Arjun Ashala took over here and leads by one length from Airfield Road. Two lengths away, One Cool Message and Wainui Prince on its inside. A length away next, Brett Eklund. Followed two back then to Pandolce from Vibrant Moss and three lengths away. LEJ is last of all as they come into the home straight for the first time today. 400 metres to go. Arjun Ashala the leader. Airfield Road ranged up on the outside of it, about three away. Brett Eklund looking to hunt them down. Battling on and behind these in is Wainui Prince. Further out, Vibrant Moss and then One Cool Message. Arjun Ashala and Airfield Road having a great battle. Two away then to Brett Eklund and out wide Vibrant Moss. It's still Arjun Ashala. Airfield Road about a half length away. Can't pick it up. Arjun Ashala as game as anything goes on to score in the first. Second over was Airfield Road. Third at the line was Brett Eklund. Then came Vibrant Moss. Further back in the field then as they went across the line would have been Wainui Prince. Then came Pandolce. One Cool Message. And now EJ will be the last of them home.
Number four, Ark Nasley, 460, 170, 1 Airfield Road, 250, and third, number five, Britt Eglund at $1.50. 4, 1, and 5 on the first race at Ellerslie. Time to look at the big day at Doomben, Queensland Oaks Day, and Bernadette Cooper's joining us. Morning, Bernie.
Morning, Andrew. It's a beautiful day here today, and obviously, you know, we're on a good track, so rails out five. We'll just see how it plays early on, but the firmer this track gets, generally the on-pace horses are suited a bit better.
Okay, so a good four, penetrometer 4.82 in the rail at 5 metres. Just giving you the scratchings, race one, takeout 4 and 10. Race two is cleared, the third, takeout 10 and 11. Race 4, takeout number 5. It's being saved for the Brisbane Cup Index Linked. Races 5 and 6 are clear. Race 7, the Oaks, takeout 1. And then the emergencies 18, 19, 20 and 21. And race 8, takeout 6, 14 and 15. What about the first here for the 2-year-olds, the Phoenix?
Yeah, look, I think Handfast is a good thing in this. He was beaten by Real Good, who's the top weight in this race last start, but this horse, Handfast, suffered pretty severe interference about a furlong after the start there when a horse just decided to more or less take a left-hand turn, and it sort of forced Handfast to be a few pairs further back than I think he would have liked down the back straight there. Another hop, he wins the race. So I think in a small field today, he's going to be midfield, maybe even a tad closer, and he seems to have a great finish on him. So I think he's the horse. I've got 11 in as the danger, which is Stella Denotto. She's up in grade, I know, but I thought her win was full of merit at Ipswich. The top weight, Real Good, and 3 Bring a Secret.
ninth run in the five, 5.11, 1 and 3.
5.11, 1 and 3 in the first. Race 2, the Lightning here. This is a listed race over the 1,050.
Yeah, I think the top weight probably brings the best form here. I think this race probably struggling a bit this year. Obviously he's got runs in, you know, the Group 2 Expressway Stakes. He ran third at Randwick behind Heart Test. So he's got such a nice form, hasn't he? He's fresh up today. I know he's only won the once fresh up, but he's had four other minor placings and he draws a good gate to get the perfect trail. Lots of speed on here to suit him. Four, Seeking More, found the line really nicely at Caloundra from a shocking gate. He's jumped from 15 out of 15 the other day in the Bribie Handicap. The 9 for third, think he saw us. I think he's the knockout in the race. And then I went the way of the 8, pretty famous first up in the spell, 1.498.
1.498. At the moment, number one territory is at $4.20 with tab.com.au. At that quote is just favourite over Seeking More at $4.60. Race 3 is the Spear Chief over the 1630 metres with the rail at 5 metres today. The tab.com.au has Frespinol as the firm favourite here, Bernie, at $2.
Yeah, I'm going the way of 3 here. This is my roughie a little bit. Choice Bro, Blinkers Go On, Winkers Come Off today. I would have liked a better gate, but I think he'll go back from there. I'm hoping the speed is going to be on here a bit for him, but it probably looks, you know, we would debate that a little bit. Maybe we'll see him a little bit closer in the run, but I like the way he's finishing off. He didn't have much chance coming to the outside there at Caloundra last time out, but hopefully working through the field here today. Preston off the second. Grayson Square should be on the speed. Hopefully he'll be one of the horses that put a bit of speed into this race. And 4 Black Jet, 3, 6, 5, and 4.
The 3 at the moment, Choice Bro, is about $12, Bernie. So something each way there, eh?
Yeah, it's an each way chance.
Yep. Race 3, number 3 there. 3, 6, 5, and 4 for Bernadette Cooper. Race 4, the Eagle Farm Cup, or should it be known as the Chris Waller Cup with the runners he's got. We've got Moriarty, the favourite at $3.70, over Forteller at 9, and the Kiwi 3-year-old Werther at $4.20.
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty hard race to get your head around, really, because obviously, Waller's team are well performed. They probably haven't been in career best form for a little while, though. I'm going to take it, have a go to Werther here. I think Dallas Cassie would be the favourite if she was in this race. This horse beat the others, I thought, reasonably comfortably. He's a nice 3-year-old. He's on the way up and, you know, gets his chance here in this sort of a race. I put 4 in as the danger. I'm imposing 2 Moriarty and 1 Forteller. 7-4, 2-1.
7-4, 2-1 there. Werther runs today and a good run backs up next week in the Queensland Derby. Race 5, the Magic Millions QTC Cup. You've got That's a Good Idea at $4, Curo at $3.70, Ball of Muscle at $3, and the best of the rest is El Rocker, number 1, at $8. But the favourite here, Ball of Muscle, $3. Bernie?
Yeah, tactics a big thing here in this race, and everybody seems to be keeping them quite close to their chest. So I'm sure they're all going to go out there with their little secrets in hand, aren't they?
Well, Joe Pride was on with us much earlier this morning, and he wasn't giving a lot away, but he did say that we've got some tactics in place for Ball of Muscle, because he was the former trainer of That's a Good Idea, and he knows how speedy that horse is. So they've certainly got tactics.
They do, and to be honest, Ball of Muscle's brilliant out of the gates. He's not going to want to give up Barrier 1 without at least pushing that idea of the flat to the floor, I'd imagine. And he's got the advantage of having Kuro drawn too as well, so they can pair up in front and possibly keep that idea out 3D. But you know what these funny little races are like? They can sometimes bring themselves undone trying to outride the opposition. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think Ball of Muscle's a good thing today, so I'm sticking with him. I put That's a Good Idea in for second. I like Kuro. I just, you know, he gets along with his head up in the air a little bit, and the form out of that Mick Dittman plate probably hasn't lived up to what we thought it was going to be. And I put Foligno in for 4. 4-2-3-6.
4-2-3-6 for Bernie in race 5. Race 6 is the Bright Shadow. Running through market order here from a punting point of view, Real Surreal back with Kelso Wood. It's at $13 and it has been just a little bit easy. Champagne Cath for new owner Nick Vass bought it during the week at $11. Dublin Lass has been $2.90 out to $3. Miniature $11 into $10. 10. Farewell. Ron Duffesy tipped this earlier and did it on form line. 15 into 13. And Hidden Pearl Bernie. It's rock solid at $5.50. Bonette for Joe Pride, a $7.50 chance. You don't mind this horse, do you, Hidden Pearl?
I like Hidden Pearl a lot. You have to sort of keep in the back of your head that she's just been coming through restricted grade races and looking ever so fancy, you know, winning by 9 lengths here and 6 lengths there and that sort of thing. But she set the Saturday grade at Toowoomba and absolutely brained them. Obviously, 1,200, a little bit of a query, but the way she's attacking the line those south and she'd think she would run it. She's a high-rolling mare that they don't want to hold up. They said she, you know, gets a bit silly if they try and hold her up. So I'm pretty sure you'll see her lead this and lead it comfortably. I put Bonnetay in as the danger. Dublin Lass's form's been outstanding since coming back from the spell. And I'm really interested to see Real Surreal, as you said, back in the hands of Kelso Wood now. And I did try to squeeze something out of him early in the week. Yeah. And, you know, he just said that she's going very well. So 13, 15, 5 and 2.
Race 7 is the feature today, the Queensland Oaks. Obviously, this market's been open for a good number of weeks. Winx is at $2.40. Ballet Suite at 9, Rustic Melody 18, Colin Lil 31, down to Exquisite Jewel 23. Cost them just $400 to buy her back at Karaka in not the main sale but the lesser grade sale. Swift Lady has been 23 into 19, Sabrina 13 into 6, Ungrateful Ellen's been a drifter out to 12. Zazala's been 13 out to 14. They're the main ones here. Obviously, this market changed dramatically yesterday with the scratching of Bohemian Lily, and it changed dramatically the makeup of the pace in this year's Oaks.
Well, it did, Andrew. We thought we had it all sorted because we knew Bohemian Lily would set a high cruising speed and string this field out a bit. And with her out, which is a bit of guesswork, who will lead this race? Colin Lil will go forwards and... no tricks, obviously. Well, I think they'll go forward, but Rustic Melody probably won't be too far away, but it really is hard to tell. Winx's form is the superior form for mine. She beat Haraki. He came out and won the group race. She ran sixth at Fenway when Fenway was at her best in the finery. She ran second at Gusta Wind. You really could make a case that maybe she should have won the Oaks. You know, she popped off the fence at a vital stage because Gusta Wind, you know, sailed up the inside and... you know, probably put 4 lengths on her at the 600 by the time they got to the 600 there. So, and then, of course, their win at the Sunshine Coast was absolutely outstanding. It left goosebumps on us all. So I think only bad luck will get her beat, so I have to stick with her. I put Zazali in as a danger because she just keeps on coming. And when she raced behind Ballet Suite and Bohemian Lily, she actually took ground off them in that race. She was a good 6 lengths off them in the 600 and the margin, you know, half that. So... Ballet Suite, you have to leave in. It was a good win. She'll get on a bike from about the 600 here today. And Ungrateful Alan for 2, 15, 4 and 13.
2, 15, 4 and 13 for Bernadette Cooper in the Queensland Oaks. The last race is the Queensland Day here with tab.com.au. We've got Durandel, the Victorian. It's had a couple of gallops the Brisbane way at $4.80. Can't Buy Better at $6. And Peggy Jean at $4.80. Got a good push this morning from Peter Snowden.
Yeah, look, I've gone wide with a roughie in this race. We'll put True Royal from the Jason McLaughlin stable. It's about 20 to 1, I think. But if you take a line through something like him and Can't Buy Better, they've both beaten the same horse in recent times, which was a horse called Red Claw, which is from Johnny Marr's stable. And this horse is well over the odds, I think, at that. I think he's going to go forward. I think probably the only other speed in the race is She's Miss Divine. And I don't know how they're going to ride Mojave today. They take the blinkers off him. Obviously, he's got speed there also, but the blinkers coming off maybe suggest that they might try to ride him a tad quieter. But I think this horse will be up in the feature rule, and I think he's a nice each-way hope. She's Miss Divine in for second. Don't like the way she's hanging in, but she's most talented. And Barrier 1, well, she can hang in all she likes, can't she? She's going to be on the fence. Durandel for third, if he handles this way of going, and can't buy better for fourth. 8, 12, 3 and 7.
8, 12, 3 and 7 in the last. True Royal is an $18 chance for Jason McLaughlin and Michael Carl. So they're the eight races on Queensland Oaks Day. Have you got a main fancy?
Yeah, well, I think Handfast in the first and Winks in the Oaks.
Okay, so race 1, number 5, and race 7, number 2. Has Radley arrived?
Haven't seen him yet, but the rest of the team is here, Caroline and Hayley, but I haven't seen Fred yet.
All right.
He won't be far away.
He won't be far away. You're on Sky Thoroughbred Central right through the afternoon. You on the horse?
I'm on the horse. I'll be on Max and look forward to catching up to some very excited jockeys.
You'll be getting plenty of hooting when we get to the Queensland Oaks this afternoon. Good luck to you, mate.
Thank you. See you.
Again, good on you. Bernadette Cooper looking at Doomben today. That track are good for and beautiful, clear weather. Don't forget, Tab Talk comes up at 10 o'clock. One of our guests on the program will be Chris Lees. He's got Rustic Melody in the Queensland Oaks. So that's Tab Talk at 10, and that's 13 minutes away. We'll take a break. This is Sky Sports Radio.
There's even more to play for with Trackside, with a chance to win a mega $350,000. We'll give a Trackside winner the chance to win up to $350,000 on one race each week for 5 weeks. And it could be you. Jump on tattrackside.com.au to find out more.
T's and C's apply. Permit number LTPS-15-01744. Gamble responsibly.
Motor neurone disease kills 2 Australians every day. MND causes people to lose the use of their limbs, ability to speak, swallow and breathe. There is no cure yet. What value do you put on the ability to dress yourself or hug your family? Put a price on it. That's your donation. Visit mndresearch.org.au and donate today to give hope.
Gay Waterhouse is now dynamic. Together we'll be offering high quality yearlings. We introduce our first filly by Not a Single Doubt from Cloudy Gate. Here's Gay.
Not a Single Doubt probably being the forgotten stallion of the sale, but Dean Watt and his team certainly have. They've uncovered a jewel. I liked her enormously. Speedy, racy type. And if you're looking for a golden slipper, Magic Millions filly, you couldn't go past her.
Join our dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
Time to now look at Newcastle with Gary Harley. It's a fine and a soft six, the rail at 5 metres and at 11 minutes to 10. Good morning to you, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Newcastle Herald race day today. Always a good day. By the way, I heard you say about Radley. He flew up last night or yesterday afternoon.
Well, he's got no...
He's having a sleep in this morning.
He's got no excuse. He should be there. He's slacking off. Mate, let's look at this card with time on the wing. The first at 11:36 this morning, and there's no scratchings.
Yeah, very early start. This is a very interesting race. Tony McAvoy's got the top weight Martine. The Snowdens have got number 2 Promise. Martine's had 6 starts for 5 placings. Should have won for sure at Scone 2 runs back. And then went up against Nardume at Rose Hill and the Hawkesbury Guineas, finished 6th. I got it on top, but I'm very worried about Promass, the Snowden horse. It run 2 seconds last prep at Kembla and Newcastle. Got beat less than a length both times. Had a recent trial, hasn't run since December. Number 3, Viva Valaria, is an English horse, now with Greg Bennett, owned by Paul Fudge's Warwick Thoroughbreds. Now, Bennett would normally take them to the country for their maiden, but I reckon this horse might show a bit of ability. She trialled her right at Gosford, but number 7 is the other one. Good race, good maiden. 1, 2, 3, 7.
1, 2, 3, and 7. Plenty of interest there. Race 2 again, no scratchings, Gary.
Halberd's going well for Bjorn Baker. Had 2 runs this time in for 2 placings, Gosford and Hawkesbury. Should be very hard to beat. He won't be far off the lead. Number 3, Piranha. Very good chance. Alan Denham trains, hasn't run for a month since it ran 2nd here. I think it was going to run the other day when they got washed out. it's got a very good chance of the race. There's not much between one and three. I thought five and six were the others. One, three, five, six.
Righto. Race three's a maiden over the 1850. Again, no scratchings.
Going good without winning Apocalypto, number two. John Thompson trained. Three placings in a row. Kembla, Canterbury and Newcastle. Barrier one will get a lovely run. This could be his race. Number five, We're All Good. Part owned by the Knights, 5'8", Jared Mullen. Talking to Jared yesterday. He's coming today. He's very hopeful. The horse come from a mile back at Goulburn the other day. Hit the front, but had to make too long a run when it run fourth. It'll go a lot better today. Number four, Transcript, a chance for O'Shea. And number nine, 2459.
2459. Race number four, a benchmark 60. Look, only a small field. Gary, no scratchings.
Yeah, mate, Paul Perry's got two of them. I like format about you, Paul's Northern Meteor filly. Thought a run first up at Gosford when she ran fourth was very good behind Progressive, the Godolphin horse. She over-raced early in the race. Then she was four deep with no cover. Her form last time in was excellent. Good placing at Warwick Farm. I think she can beat him number four. Number one, Don't Tell Linda, likes Newcastle. Jan Bowen's brought Sophie Young down from Tamworth to claim three, so she'll have 57. Her run at Canterbury the other day was all right. Two Notre Dame, been disappointing this time in, but can improve. And three, Mrs. Kennedy, 4-1-2-3.
Race number five, this being the first leg of the Newcastle Quaddy, no scratchings again, tender line-up.
I like Can Dominate, number six, a Taree horse. He hit the line really good, just missed at Cestock last start on May 19 behind Dubai Dusk in the Cup Prelude. Won at Taree prior to that. Going to get a lovely run from the barrier. Number one, who's next? Sam Clayton to claim for Chris Lees. Look at Scone at running a real good field. Karakuchi won at the horse of Matty Dales. It's down a hell of a lot in class and does go good at Newcastle. Number four, Stratal, and two Slate Amigos. 6-1-4-2.
6-1-4-2. Race six of class two. The scratchings are 6 and 9.
Well, she was highly impressive. Number five, aspiring, winning at her only start here at Newcastle back on the 5th of May. The only thing is, Andrew, she goes from a maiden to a class two, and I know Todd Howlett talked to him yesterday, knows that this isn't ideal. He would have preferred to run her at other places, but due to circumstances, he couldn't. She hits the ground and she runs. I still think she'll win the race, even though she's up sharply in class. Five aspiring, two Miss World, three starts here for two wins and a third, loves the 900. Four Tuscan Falls for Poor Telly, good form last time in, first up, and one Modoc. He's a class horse. He didn't come up as a three-year-old. But look out, he don't show something today. 5-2-4-1.
Yeah, he was in silver slippers and slippers, wasn't he, yeah, Modoc? Yeah.
He won that big English race in Victoria.
Yeah.
He ran a place in that big English race, I think it was in Victoria,
yeah.
And or Magic Millions race, and maybe I think he was placed in one of them black type races.
Yeah, I reckon he was certainly in contention as a two-year-old for sure. That's Modoc. Anyway, your numbers are 5, 2, 4, and 1 in race six. Race seven, take out number 10.
Tough race, this two-year-old. Went for Gary Moore's three classic uniform on its good second at Wyong on April 30. I think it beat ahead that day. Showed good speed. I got it on top. Two claim the throne for Barton James Cummings. Got beat four lengths. It's only run at Canterbury. I'd expect it to improve on that. Got a long way back. It was 10 off the lead at one stage there. For third in the race, Unbiased for John O'Shea, first starter. Trials okay. And number six, Island for Gerald Ryan, owned by Doyle's Breeding and Mr. Burns, so hence the name Island. 3, 2, 9, and 6.
3, 2, 9, and 6 interest there in the six for sure. Race eight, the last, take out 6 and 14.
He's my best bet today, number one Power Supply. Chris Lee, Sam Clapton to claim 2, 56.5. He's won four races, three of them were on this track, and he's had five placings here. All four races were over this distance, so 1,200. So I reckon he's very well placed. Three at each. Look for a big improvement here, third run back for Godolphin. It'll run okay. Number eight and 10 of the others, mate. Race eight, number one. Power Supply, the best bet. good program. I'll be in the yard all day.
Right, and those numbers in the last one?
1, 3, 8, 10, mate.
1, 3, 8, and 10, and the best there. Race 8, number 1. And Chris Lees will join us in about less than 10 minutes on Tab Talk to go through his runners today, and I'll bring up Power Supply. Mate, we'll hear you in the yard prior to each race. Very early start at 11:36.
Yeah, mate, we're on our way down now.
Good on you. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, Andrew.
Gary Harley looking at Newcastle. We've got other New South Wales TAB programs. James Tate is heading up to, or heading across from where he's based to Nowra. Good morning to you, James.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
What have you found for us, mate, for the six race card there?
Andrew, race four today, the benchmark 55 over 1200. Number four here, Madame Nicolene, three-year-old filly trained by Todd Barilla at Warwick Farm. She won at Nowra, won a maiden at Nowra two starts ago over this 1,200-metre trip, and then she ran seventh at Goulburn in a pretty strong race. La Speciale won that, and La Speciale has since gone to Randwick and just been beaten. So I thought she was a good way to go in race four, number four, Madame Nicolene, Rolly Saxon in the saddle. And she should get a good run from barrier number four.
Okay, so that's race four, number four. The best for James Tate there. The first at 12:41 at Nowra. Safe travelling, mate.
Okay, thanks a lot, Andrew.
That is James Tate. And Alan Hull is online to look at Wagga. They've got a big day there as well, a charity day. And the Waratah Cup for Kurrajong is the feature race. Morning to you, Alan.
Yes, Andrew, a very good morning to you. Chilly morning, but we're expecting a good day weather-wise, and we'll be upwards of 3,000 get to the meeting today because they do support, as you've indicated, this very worthwhile local charity, Kurrajong Waratah, looking after disabled people within our community. I like Kavanagh and Bensley. Why wouldn't you? They're on fire.
Yeah.
Race number three, horse number two, another rush, comes off a placing at Wagga and a win at Albury, and they tell me the win was very, very good the other day, so that stable's riding on the crest of a wave. Another rush, number two in race number three. And I thought we could get the last winner. Horse number one, Mitchell Road, resumes for Chris Hayward and his young son, Nick, who'll take the 2 kilo claim. Horse one, Mitchell Road in the last. They're my best two for what looks a good day at Wagga Wagga, Andrew.
Yeah, 12:54 the first on a good four. The weather delightful there. Race three, number two, and race six, number one. Good calling, Al.
Thank you, Andrew.
Alan Hull calling today's program at Wagga. After this break, it'll be Tab Talk.
An enormous jackpot has landed. Today, there's a $200,000 Big Six jackpot at Rosehill Gardens. That's right, a $200,000 Big Six jackpot. First leg is race three at 1:10. Plus, tonight, there's a $20,000 quaddie jackpot at Wentworth Park. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Don't miss your last chance for an eligible runner on Australia's richest race day, 2016 Magic Millions Day in January on the Gold Coast. The National Yearling Sale, June 2 to 4, has attracted an outstanding